Blog Talk Radio.
Breath, inhale your freshness. I await the day I can stand in your presence. Gave me your next smart, it's part of my essence. I look to the sky cause you're gave us your word in the form of the Bible. To you there's no equal, you have no rivals. Without you, life is lifeless, no vitals. Worship you and you alone. Your character and nature, they don't change. Let everything that has breath praise your name. With you, nothing's impossible. Almighty power, your kingdom come, y'all. We await the hour. Created the cosmos, the stars and the heavens. Made man in your image, the rest of the seven. You're always on time, like a metronome. My shepherd died with me when the pressure is on. I know the nation, put the Christ in your place. The creation over the creator, I spit in your face. But now we, your sons and daughters, we call you Abba, Toda, Rababa, Rukata, Hallelujah. I trust you, Yah, cause you don't change. Through the years, you stay the same, you always maintain. I know you save me right out the flames. Cause of this, I praise your name, you're I trust you, Yah, cause you don't change. Through the years, you stay the same, you always maintain. I know you save me right out the flames. Cause of this, I praise your name, you're you saw fit to give me life in the form of a baby. They placed me in the care of a wonderful lady who raised me against the odds. Promise we had dozens. Father, right there for me when my first one wasn't. So many times I could've died. The reason I'm alive through the sex and violence of the hood, you helped me survive. You snatched me by the hand and gave me a new start. So now I serve you with my whole mind and heart. What others didn't see, you saw beneath the surface. You opened my eyes up and gave me a new purpose. Blessed me with a beautiful wife and kids, with food, a job, a beautiful place to live. Cast my worries on you when things are narrow. Know you watching over me if you got your eyes on the sparrow. See, I put down a source and went to the source. Every since then, my whole life has been on course. Make me a man after your heart like David. And I'ma rep your Torah and your name is sacred. Showed your love when you let your son die. To atone for me, it's enough to make a grown man cry. I trust you, Yah, cause you don't change. Through the years, you stay the same, you always maintain. I know you save me right out the flames. Cause of this, I praise your name, you're I trust you, Yah, cause you don't change. Through the years, you stay the same, you always maintain. I know you save me right out the flames. Cause of this, I praise your name, you're I trust you, Yah, cause you don't change. Through the years, you stay the same, you always maintain. I know you save me right out the flames. Cause of this, I praise your name, you're I trust you, Yah, cause you don't change. Through the years, you stay the same, you always maintain. I know you save me right out the flames. Cause of this, I praise your name, you're
you.
All right, shalom family, shalom, 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 and welcome back. Welcome back to the Biblical Hebrews of the Bible, which is sponsored by Blog Talk Radio. I'm your sister, your host, as well as your servant. Today's date, family, is the 25th of December, 2013. Many of the pagans know it as Christmas. Many of the lost sheep know it as Christmas. But as always, everything we do and everything we say, we praise our Father Yahuwah for each and every day that we can breathe another breath and do his will. So hallelujah, family, hallelujah. Welcome, welcome, welcome. We're getting ready, family, to go into the virginity deception. Question, the virginity, I don't know why I want to say virginity. Virginity deception, Joseph and Mary. Now, we're going to find out, is it a deception? Some say yes, some say no. I mean, there's a debate going on right now. There's a lot of stuff going across the web. We're going to take a look at some of this stuff. I have two audios that I found pertinent for you to listen to, because it really, this audio that I'm going to bring forward kind of gives you answers to why we even have to go through this information again. I'm going to take it all the way, a whole new direction. We did the Queen of Heaven series where we went into the virginity birth, but we're going to redo it again, okay, because now there's this debate going on, and we're going to take a look at our Father's Word with understanding. Remember, if you're not going to come spiritual to this, you probably will be in error, okay? You probably will reject the truth of Yahuwah's Word, because remember, Yahuwah is spirit. His son was the word in the beginning, was spirit. And we are no longer dealing with flesh and blood. If you are to enter the kingdom, can't be operating out the flesh. No flesh and blood will enter into the kingdom. So we must operate through the set apart spirit. Once again, I welcome all the family members as well as the lost sheep of the house of Israel that are known in the scriptures as Gentiles, strangers, sojourners, many names. Sometimes they were called Romans. These are our people. So I welcome you. It's from a specific lineage in the scripture. It's to the seed, it's to end seed somewhat. But when Yahushua came, he even fulfilled the seed, and I'm going to get into that as well. I'm going to have to let the Father operate out me to really get this understanding cleared up. I've gone through, you wouldn't believe how many. And I do mean, I went through a lot of information over the last time I spoke to you guys. I did post information on our website so that everyone could go there, view the videos that I put there, but there were more. There were so many. Oh, my goodness. I reviewed them, and I found something lacking in all of them, and that's what we're going to share today. I'm not going to go through what we've already discussed. I'll hit on it a little bit, but basically, we're going to go through this and see what our Father has to say, because many believe those who teach out the flesh, and I will give you examples of that as well. Just disconnected from my computer. I have to get doggone back onto my computer. The whole thing went out. Sorry about that, family. But let me try to get it connected again so I can get it back on. Uh-oh, sorry. Oh, boy, isn't it funny how these things always seem to happen? It's always something. Let me try to connect it back to my computer. I'll turn it back on, and then I'll get rolling again. I have a lot of material, a lot of information, family, but what I can tell you is if you're not going to operate the set-apart spirit fully, and I do mean fully, that's what we're supposed to be doing. When we get to this information, you'll see the errors, okay, because they're there, and these are errors that we have been speaking about at the Biblical Hebrews of the Bible for a long time. We've been putting the word out, the information out. All you need to do is study to show yourself approved, rightly dividing the word using the precepts, okay? Rightly dividing the word. We know that our Hebrew history manuscripts are now converted into English, which was not our language, just like we picked up other languages wherever we were scattered. That's obvious with Paul when he claimed to be a Roman. He was a citizen of Rome. But he was not, according to the lineage of the Most High's children, a Roman. He was a Benjamite. Oh, there's my computer's coming back on. We got to get through some, you know, this to me All the hours that I spent going through all this material, I could take it so many ways. But I tell you, I'd have to do probably a month worth of lessons for you to really get it, for me to break down each one, when I'm going to direct you to certain videos to watch in the future. I'm going to have them on my show notes so that you can see them, because some of them are so good that tell the truth. They just go a little to the left or a little to the right with their understanding, and it all has to do with the things of the Spirit. This is one of the reasons why we at the Biblical Hebrews of the Bible as well, we go into why you got to understand who the woman is. You got to understand what the seed is. You have to understand the difference between Cain and Abel. You got to understand those things. You got to know what the serpent seed is. You know, if you don't understand these things, and if you don't understand that Yahushua came as a fulfillment, he was the new covenant, all these things will lead you to error, okay? And what we're all trying to get to, I do believe, is the truth. So what we're going to do, family, I'm just still trying to get up my internet here, but we're going to get into some information. I'm just going to let the set of our spirit lead me and guide me to all Yahuwah's truth, okay? And I think that's what everybody is trying to get to right now. So without pointing fingers at anyone, I mean, sometimes you got to show what's being out there. But outside of that, we're just going to get to the truth of our Father's word. All right, it says Google is not responding. Give me a second. I had a really hard time posting today. I've been on this computer trying to post, and I tell you, a night season like I'm logged out. Okay, but I have had a really, really hard time. I tried to change the graphics. Couldn't get in. Family, I want to state this, too, before I go any further. If you today, after listening to our broadcast, okay, the lesson that we're going to have today concerning the virgin birth deception, question mark, okay, about Joseph and Mary, if you feel that you're being fed, we ask that you go over to the Biblical Hebrews of the Bible. On the front page, we have a PayPal. We ask that everyone give a love offering so we can continue bringing forth our Father Yahuwah's truth. And that would mean that everybody should be going over there, because after we break this down in such a way, there's no way else to go. Either you love the Father's word or you don't. That completely is up to each and every person, what they choose to believe, because we know that our Father left it preserved in his word, his understanding. Because remember, the wisdom of man, not compared to our Father. There's no wisdom in man. If you're not going to take it to our Father, through the set-apart spirit, operating out of that, in order to get to his truth, you will be in error, okay? The Father was revealing to me much. Yes, he does. He reveals to me, and you will see. So let me just get my, I'm still trying to get my, get back in the system, because they knocked me out. Oh, I tell you, family, what I go through, you guys just don't know. But if you feel like you're being led, I ask that everybody go ahead and give a love offering. I want to say that first, because somehow I said towards the end sometime, never get the love offerings from many people. Okay, the love offerings, family, if you don't know, yes, everybody's supposed to do their part. Yes, I'm worthy to get paid because I do the work of our Father. And I've been giving scriptures out. You can just read it if you're reading. But most importantly, family, we're all trying to continue the truth. We're not back in the biblical days where the apostles were going out to the lost sheep abroad. I mean, because the Father put it like this. We're in a time where we're scattered. Remember, this is after the siege of Jerusalem. So he has given us a means, and that is many means, but the number one means we have now is the internet, the radio, because it doesn't hit like a local radio station. We reach people all over who were scattered, who were supposed to hear this message, who were scattered across the four corners of the earth. So we want to keep the truth being spoken, okay, according to our Father's word, and make sure that everybody has the opportunity, and the word says everyone will have opportunity to hear the word. We have to give a love offering, okay? Simple as that. Now, what I would like to do right now, because I just got my screen popped back up. Okay, family, what I want to do right now is giving me pop-ups. This is going to be one of those days. I'll give one link, and then from there on, keep going, okay? You guys will have to pick up the links, but I will give where I'm taking the information from. Okay, I'm going to be going a lot of places. So, as always, if you're prepared, oh, wow, somebody must be in as me because it says, it asks me to log in, but I'm logged in. Okay, that means that we have spies. That's all right. All right, we'll just deal with the spies. But we're going to get the truth of our Father's word out. So everyone, I ask just to raise your hands and let's give thanks and praise to our Father, Yahuwah. Father, we come today to praise and to worship you. We thank you, Father, for your preserved word and for your promise. Father, we thank you for giving us the understanding of the truth when it comes to your children and your word. We ask now, Father, to allow the set of our spirit to flow where those who have eyes to hear, eyes to see, and ears to hear, those who have scales over their eyes, those who have their ears blocked to where they're not deaf, but they can't get the understanding, Father, when we speak your word today, Father, let it be your words, not mine, so that the scales can be removed, the earwax taken out. Father, the truth of your word can flow. Father, your word is an edifying to the children of Israel. Father, we just thank you and we praise you, Father, for leaving us this word, which was preserved for our understanding. Father, we just thank you and we praise you for your long suffering and for your regathering together of the children of Israel. Father, we just say hallelujah, Father, and we ask that you continuously bless this website and all the websites who speak your spiritual truth. Father, we thank you for each and every family member, each and every lost sheep of the house of Israel who has come to hear your word being spoken. Father, we say hallelujah in Yahushua's set-apart name. We love you and we say thank you, Father. All right, family. All right, let me get to where I want to go with this. What I do want to explain, family, like I said, you know, I could have gone many places with this. I could have done that. It's all in the Word. I don't know what you see when you read the Word. It's there. Sometimes we have to rightly divide it and also think spiritual to get this. This was brought to my attention. I want to go here first. I want you guys to listen to why we're even going to go over this again. Because like I said, this particular virgin birth deception, this debate and all this stuff, it was brought to my attention. I wasn't really paying attention to what the groups out there, the Hebrew Israelite camps and groups and what have you were saying. Because the Father was leading me on something totally different. But it was brought to my attention. And I think what got a lot of people concerned after they listened to this brother, this is Brother Aaron Ben Yisrael. He's a former member of Israelite Heritage. He said something. What he said concerned a lot of people, you know, because everybody is trying to please our Father. Everybody is looking to stay on the narrow path. But what he said kind of scared people up a little bit. And I'm going to play that for you because I want to make sure it's only like few seconds. I just want to make sure that everybody, we're all on the same track. We understand why we have to go over certain things again. Why is it important for us to go over certain things again? We're going to go there. Oh, they messed up my switchboard. Great. Okay, anyhow, this is really like a minute and 7 seconds long, but this is from the brother from Israelite Heritage, former member now. He's the one who was telling us about the different factions of groups out there who came out of camps and how he noticed how these camps, these brothers, these teachers, when they start speaking the word, it's like they stop at a certain point, and they only give you their understanding, because if they would have continued just a little bit more before or after, the correct understanding for the precept they're trying to take and tell you it means one thing, well, it would be known. So he said, you better start reading. You better start reading your own scriptures. And he's right. He's right about that. Now, I do feel the Father has pulled him out from Israelite Heritage for a number of reasons, but, you mean, if you know about many of these camps and sites, you already know what's going on. It's really not aligning with Scripture, not to put a negative tilt on anyone, but it's the truth. I like truth. I like truth because that's what our Father wants. So don't get upset. Now I'm going to play what he said. This is the part that got everybody up in an uproar. All kind of videos past this point start being made. Some were made just a little bit before he said this, but a lot of people start taking notice. Check out what he says.
The virgin birth. I noticed something. That whole doctrine is coming out of the East Coast and coming from people who came out of that East Coast school. It was a school over there on the East Coast in New York somewhere. And all of these camps come out of that school. They split up and split off into different factions. You got the Great Millstone that came out of that school. You got the Gathering of Christ that came out, either the main school or one of the splinters of that school. You got Great Millstone, the Gathering of Christ, Light and Body Church came up out of there, Nathaniel came up out of there, all these different cliques. And that whole belief system then traveled across the country where this doctrine comes from. And this doctrine, y'all showed me, this doctrine is satanic, man. That not born of a virgin birth, not only is it satanic, but depending on how you telling somebody about it, depending on what you say to people, you can blaspheme the set-apart spirit with that and not be able to receive salvation or forgiveness.
All right, you heard it now. When you tell someone that they can be blaspheming the set-apart spirit and not get salvation or forgiveness for that, that concerns people. That should concern people. It should make you look into it more, which is what many have done. And I've gone through numerous lessons. You know, family, I tell you, you don't know how hard I work. You really don't. I went through numerous lessons. And basically, when we did this lesson the first time, it should have been sufficient. But we're going to go through some things that these, there's some great teachings out there, like I said, but they all fall just a little short. And this is what we've been pushing as far as the truth. If it's not with a spiritual guidance, spiritual understanding, everything, not just this part or that part, everything, we're operating out the set of our spirit, it will have error to it. Now, I want to start off, family, and I want to give everybody this link. This will be the first link. Pass this link, family. All I got to say is you got to get it yourself because my computer, you know, is doing those crazy little things again. I'm not really up for all that. I don't even know if I can give it to you. Let me see. It's telling me to log in again. Oh, my goodness. Hold on a sec. I can't give you the first link. This is nuts. Oh, let me try logging again. When I first came on, they said something about that they knew I was having issues. And I see, once again, pop-up. Hold up a second. Oh, my goodness, pop-ups everywhere. Just trying to log in. I'm just trying to log in so I can give you guys this link. You might have to get it yourself if this will not let me in. Okay, let me try to get in there one more time. I don't know what's going on with my computer right now, but, hey, you know, this got to come out. This must come forward. Okay. Let me try to refresh my page now and see if it'll do anything. Okay, because I did log in. Give me a second. I want to take you guys some places. Let me see. Yes, I think it's going to let me log in now. Oh, wow, yeah. Since I logged in, there's quite a bit more people. Okay, this is the link where I'm going to be reading from. Okay, family, let me just close up that last link that I had. Okay, let me close that up. I don't want any more freezes on my computer. Okay, I gave everybody the link to Luke. Okay, Luke chapter 8. I'm going to read verses 19 and through 21. I want to read this to you because this is really important and you should understand it. Remember when Yahushua was speaking amongst people, his people, and his mother and his brethren wanted to speak to him and what he said? And I'm going to read that for you. If you go to Luke 8, verses 19 and 21, he says, "Then came him, his mother, and his brethren, and could not come at him for the press." There were so many people there, they could not reach him. So they were without, correct? Without the place where he was teaching. Verse 20, "And it was told him by certain which said, thy mother and thy brethren stand without, desire to see thee. And Yahushua answered and said unto them, my mother and my brethren are these which hear the word of the Most High and do it. Family, that should take you to the spiritual understanding that even though you look at certain words in the scripture, like the word seed, the word men, the word brethren, the word woman, all these words that have put us in confusion, you have to go back to the understanding that our bodies are just vessels. But what resides in our bodies, in these vessels, either had to be sent from the Most High, or, according to the parable of the wheat and tares, the enemy came in and planted a seed. See, everything's about the spirit. Everything's about the spirit. These words that we're looking at, many of us are, like I said, we're in error because we're not understanding the spirit. I want to go just a couple more places with you guys before I really get into it. And I pray that if I'm not going up to par to what you think needs to be covered, I will have a part two. Okay, I will have a part two, but we're going to try to get through this. I don't want to rehash everything I did in the lessons prior because I think that even if you go out to many of these lessons that are available on YouTube as well as Blog Talk shows and other little radio sites that the Hebrews are using, I mean, it'd be like I'd be rehashing the same vomit. I'm not going to go there, but I will give you some more increased of information through our Father's set-apart word. What I will tell everybody is if you think that when the enemies, when we were scattered and all our possessions were taken, and then they put together in the English language our Hebrew manuscripts, and they put everything in alignment as it should be, and kept everything that should be, you're mistaken. You're mistaken. But see, here's what's most important. The Father has preserved his word and yet gave us a set-apart spirit to guide us to truth. That's what's most important. But don't think that they put all the books in order. That's first and foremost if you're going to try to understand the virginity birth deception, quote-unquote, you know, question. Is it really a deception? When we read the Father's word, we'll find out that it's not a deception, but the spiritual understanding is not given in many cases. And, of course, with the enemy switching the scriptures around in such a way and putting the words in English, it has left many people questioning certain things. We know that the word virgin, as they use in today's lingo, means a woman who has not had sex. But according to the word, when we look these words up, the word virgin does not mean what you think in the English language 2013. No, it was just speaking of a woman of marriageable age. Ready, she had had her menstrual cycle. She was ready to conceive children at that point. A young woman, okay, that's all it was, a maiden, okay? That's what you need to understand first. Second, when we go to the new covenant under Yahushua, we see that they put the books in the order of Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. Okay? Now, we know that Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John basically all spoke of the same thing, specifically Matthew, Mark, and Luke concerning, and really Matthew, Luke, if you want to get really precise, but they spoke of Yahushua's birth. Okay? They spoke of Yahushua's birth. But the way they're in the scripture, if you look at Matthew before looking at Luke, it sounds like, there's a virgin birth. It does sound like that, just like when people read without the spiritual understanding of the seed. They're going to tell you, well, is this man's seed? And they're going to make it of the flesh instead of having the understanding that, yes, genealogies were important. But you will notice, if you're reading and if you're paying attention, after the fulfillment of Yahushua in the new covenant that was promised to us, you don't hear any more about the seed. If you can tell me why that is, the Father is operating out of you. Why is it after Yahushua, his death, burial, and resurrection, after we go through the New Covenant and start getting into the Word a little bit deeper, you don't hear any more about lineages. You will hear about Yahushua, and that's where it'll stop. Past Yahushua, there is no more lineages. Why is that possible? Well, if you understand the seed is a spiritual understanding, and you're going to get what I mean in a second. The seed is a spiritual understanding. Now, the video that was brought to my attention, which I let you guys listen to, which was by Aaron Ben Yisrael, a former member of Israelite Heritage, he made some good points. And not all his points were non-valid, but it may appear, if you're not operating out the Spirit, that he got problems here and there. And we're going to hit the major one that is a stumbling block for Israel, okay? Speaking about the seed, if you paid attention when Brother Aaron Ben Yisrael did his understanding, his videos were titled The Era of the Virgin Birth Exposed, The Great Truth Ever Told. And it goes, I mean, there's more to it, but I'm not going to read all of that. There's a part one and a part two. They're over an hour each. One of the things that he brought out was to prove that the virgin birth was a deception, and he talked about these groups and what they were doing. He wasn't fully operating out the set-apart spirit. He wasn't fully operating out the set-apart spirit. You got to go back and listen. It would take me all day to show it. I mean, it's obvious when you read the scripture, but for me to go and every single thing that these teachers are bringing forward, they're missing the spiritual understanding of many words. One of the things he did say that was what I would call profound through the seed line of Mary. He went through the seed line of Mary because he believes that the virgin birth where she never had sex is truth. So he had to prove it, but he went through the seed line of Mary in the book of Luke, chapter 3. It gives that seed line, that lineage. And he also went to Genesis 3:15 to start his point off. And I was surprised he did that, but, you know, because he pointed out the seed of a woman. Seed. You know, he pondered on that. But he still took it, not getting it all. He went through the lineage of Mary, okay? That would be your priestly lineage. David's still in there. And that's a hint. David is still in there. But he went through that lineage to prove that it was Mary. She was a virgin. Prophecy was fulfilled because Mary still would have been in the lineage of David. She still could get the promises. Now, that was good what he did because that would show you that the importance of the women in the scriptures as well as men. Because 2013, as has been going on for a long time, the diminishing of the daughters and the children who are females, according to Yahuwah's word, they call them, the daughters. I don't want to say daughters of Zion because that would be speaking of all Israel. But the daughters, the females, the women, okay, actual bodies, flesh, non-men, it gave the importance that they have an importance in the scripture as well. So I applaud him for that. But see, there's something in there that he missed, and we're going to go over that. What I want you to listen to next, family, I did not put this in my notes as far as what the family members were supposed to view, but the Father put it on me and led me and directed me to this particular video. And this was from, what's his name, the Tribe of Judah Teach, okay? It was called the Virgin Birth Debate. I listened to that one as well. Had a lot of good stuff in there. I mean, actually, that would be one I would bring forward for everybody to pay attention to because he's going to break things down. As a matter of fact, I will give you a link before all said and done. When I start playing this, I will give the link to his video, okay? But he had errors. He had some errors. There were errors in there. And I'm going to play where he is speaking of the seed of a woman, because he was bringing to the attention about the men. And this is a division, and for some reason it is a stumbling block to Israel. They see the word sons, they see the word men, they see the word woman, they see, you know, certain words just really, I mean, it's like you understand all this, and you get all that, but why is it you can't understand that one word right there and the meaning of what he's speaking of? If you're getting all this and all that, why is this part always a stumbling block for you? Well, it's because the father is waking his children up. Go back to Ezekiel 37. The dry bones, it wasn't one time that Ezekiel had to blow on it. Many times before they finally got it. So right now you could say, when we do this lesson, we're going to be separating the sheep from the goats. Those who have the spirits, who have circumcised their hearts instead of their flesh. Okay? Those who operate out the spirit and hear the father. Those who seek the father. Okay? They seek him. If you're still lost, if you're seeking the Father and asking him to reveal, he will reveal his truth. And then I would like to also hit on, why was it important to bring up that Mary was a virgin? Why was this important? We're going to hit all this. Like I said, if I have to do two lessons, I will. I prefer just doing one. But, you know, I'm going to take my time with this and allow the set-apart spirit to flow. So what I want to do first is we're going to hear just a little quick audio. It's about 10 minutes, but it's important. Pay attention. This is error. You will hit error, and I will go through it after I let you listen to it. But remember, the ex-member of Israelite heritage, Aaron Ben Yisrael, went through the woman's seed to say, hey, the virgin birth, that's the truth. She was a virgin. No man has slept with her. Now, the tribe of Judah teach, which I more agree with, that Yehoshua was the son of Joseph and Mary. But he goes into the seed of the woman to go total opposite Brother Aaron Yisrael. Okay, so what we're going to do is I want you to hear what he has to say. Then I want to go into a little bit maybe you're not aware of. Okay, I want to bring this attention, bring everything to attention. Like I said, it's very, very important that we get to the truth. And I'm trying not to rehash what you already heard. I want to give you an understanding just by set-apart spirit, discerning everything, listening to what they're telling you, understand what the Father told us through Yahushua, through his prophets, through the apostles, and through those who he's raised up in this end time to speak to you. So let's go there, family. This, like I said, is 10 minutes and it's taken from the tribe of Judah teaches. Okay, let me go ahead and get that pulled up for you. Like I said, they messed up my whole, I had everything set up for you guys, but when they knocked me off, it took everything away. Okay, this is 10 minutes and 9 seconds. This is speaking of the seed of the woman. Remember, he is trying to teach that, yes, it was a virgin birth, that the virgin was Mary, but she wasn't an actual virgin. So it's a deception. If you believe in virginity, no, she didn't have no sex, that's a deception. He believes that Joseph was the father of Yahushua, which I do believe that as well, because the scriptures tell us. But let's just hear the one mistake that he made. Okay, and this mistake is like a little bit of leaven here, go here, go here, go here, here, here. We got to stop the leaven. You don't want that leaven. That leaven will lead you many places, and you'll be in error. You could say the leaven is operating out the flesh. Let's take a listen, family.
See, here's the thing. The birth of Christ is a stumbling block to a lot of people. But what you have to always remember is that the birth of Christ has to line up with the prophecies in the Old Testament. If a person's understanding of the birth of Christ does not line up with the prophecies in the Old Testament, then something is wrong. That's another Christ. That's not the same one. Now I'm going to show you a prophecy that's very clear. Look at this. 1 Chronicles 17 and 7. It says, "Now therefore, thus shalt thou say unto my servant David, Thus saith the Lord of hosts, I took thee from the sheepcote, even from following the sheep, that thou shouldest be ruler over my people Israel. So we see that the Most High was given a message to David. Let's go down to verse 11. It says, and it shall come to pass, when thy days be expired, that thou must go to be with thy fathers. Look at this, that I will raise up thy seed after thee. Now, how is this seed going to come into the world? It says, which shall be of thy sons, and I will establish his kingdom. Now, it doesn't get any clearer than that. The Most High told David that Christ was going to come into the world through his sons, not through his daughters, through his sons. In order for this prophecy to be true, Christ had to come into the world through the seed of one of David's sons. Now the bottom of the verse says, and I will establish his kingdom, which means that Christ was going to come through the line of kings. So let's see what David said about that. 1 Chronicles 28 and 5. This is David talking. It says, and of all my sons, for the Lord hath given me many sons. Look at this. He hath chosen Solomon, my son, to sit upon the throne of the kingdom of the Lord over Israel. So David clearly says, out of all his sons, the Most High chose Solomon to sit upon the throne. So the line of kings run through Solomon, not Nathan. Mary's line goes back to Nathan, but Nathan's line is not the line of kings. So if Mary had a literal virgin birth, that would contradict the prophecy of Christ being born through the line of kings. So even if you don't fully understand the birth of Christ, you have to acknowledge what the prophecies say. We can't make a new doctrine just because we don't like the way something is worded in the New Testament. Everything in the New Testament has to line up with the prophecies in the Old Testament. And the virgin birth doctrine does not fit with what we just read. Now, the next thing I want to look at is the term seed of the woman. Because you have people who say that Genesis 3 and 15 is a prophecy of the virgin birth. So let's get some understanding of that verse. Here it is. Genesis 3:15. It says, and I will put enmity between thee and the woman, and between thy seed and her seed. So they read here when it says her seed, and they forget that women don't have seed. Seed is sperm. So this is not talking about a woman having actual seed. This is talking about the offspring or children that will be born through Eve when Adam gets her pregnant. That's her seed. Her seed is her children that come into the world through the sperm of a man. Let's read it. Genesis 4 and 1. It says, and Adam knew Eve, his wife, meaning they had sex. And what happened? It says, and she conceived, meaning she got pregnant. This is how it's always been. A man sleeps with a woman, his seed goes into the woman, and she gets pregnant. So Eve got pregnant by Adam. It says, and bare Cain and said, I have gotten a man from the Lord. So Cain was born. Verse 2, it says, and she again bare his brother Abel. So now you have Cain and Abel, who both came through Eve. This is her seed, meaning her offspring, her children. Now between Cain and Abel, Abel was the chosen seed because Cain was wicked. The point that I'm making is that Christ is not the only seed of the woman. He's the ultimate seed of the woman, but he comes through a specific lineage or seed line of men. That's why when Cain killed Abel, the Most High had to replace Abel with Seth. Look at this. Genesis 4 and 25 again. It says, "And Adam knew his wife again, and she bare a son, and called his name Seth. For the Most High," said she, "have appointed me another seed instead of Abel, whom Cain slew." See, the Most High couldn't use Cain in his plan. He had to replace Abel, who was righteous, with Seth, who was righteous. Why? Because the Most High had a specific line of men who carried the seed that would eventually bring forth Christ. On the screen, you see a list of yellow names, from Adam all the way down to Noah. This is the chosen line of men. Now, all these men had many sons, but out of all the sons, the Most High chose a specific son from each man to continue the chosen line leading up to Christ, from Adam all the way down to Noah. When the line got to Noah, he had three sons, Shem, Ham, and Japheth. But the Most High chose Shem. So the line continued from Shem down to Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Again, all these men had other sons, but the Most High was choosing a specific line of men who carried the seed that would eventually lead to Christ. Now, when the line got to Jacob, Jacob had 12 sons, the children of Israel. But out of his 12 sons, the Most High chose Judah to continue the chosen line leading to Christ. From Judah through Perez down to Jesse. Jesse had multiple sons, but the Most High chose David. What I'm showing you is that this is a very specific line of men picked by the Most High. Now, if the seed that these men carried was not the actual seed that would bring forth the Messiah, then why was the Most High so specific in choosing these men? This is not random. This is a plan by the Most High. From Seth down to David is about 3,000 years. Now think about this. The Most High chose a specific line of men for 3,000 years to carry the seed that will lead to the Messiah, from Adam all the way down to David. But then, when it was time for the Most High to fulfill his promise to David and bring the Messiah through the kingly line of Solomon, the Most High said, "You know what? I changed my mind. I'm going to jump to a whole different line of men, and I'm going to do a virgin birth. Forget the whole line of men I put in place. I'm going to just do a virgin birth." That doesn't make any sense. Why would the Most High strategically choose all those men and then change his mind? It just doesn't make sense. And it's against the prophecies of the Bible. I just wanted y'all to see how the Most High set the whole thing up. So for him to do that and then bring Christ into the world a different way, that doesn't line up with the prophecy. Let's go back to Genesis 3:15. It says, "And I will put enmity between thee and the woman, and between thy seed," the devil's children, "and her seed," Eve's children, meaning the righteous seed line that came out of Eve from the sperm of Adam that eventually became the children of Israel. Inheritance is substance, but the lineage or tribe of a child is determined by his father.
All right, you heard him. Now, where I want to go with that, many places, like I said, when we get into this teaching and what they're putting out there, you got to come spiritual, or it does sound correct what he's saying. Now, to be more specifically, what both of them said was correct. If you listen to Brother Ben Yisrael, the former member of Israelite Heritage, he was going down the lineage of Mary, and he went to Genesis 3:15 first and talked about the woman's seed, and then brought it all the way down to Mary's lineage. Okay, you can read about Mary's lineage in, well, many spots in the scriptures. They talk about the lineage of her forefathers. But what's important is when you go to Luke chapter 3, it gives you that priestly lineage, okay? David was at the top of it, then there was a split, and you got into the priestly line, going straight to Mary, okay? But here's the thing with that. He mentioned some very, very important verses, and I want to hit up on those verses he hit, and I want to hit on what he said, that you got to be cautious of family. I know, I'm going to take everybody here. This is taken from 1 Chronicles, okay? 1 Chronicles chapter 17. I'm going to read two of the verses because he went there, so I have to go there. Okay, and I'm speaking of the tribe of Judah teach because, see, he was teaching about the seed of a woman, how, no, it's a man, it's a sperm. And many of our people don't understand that the spiritual understanding of Genesis 3:15, as well as throughout the scripture, there's a lot of spiritual understanding that is being lost. Okay, people are looking in the wrong direction for a lot of understanding. I want to take you, because he went there. He went to 1 Chronicles 17. I'm going to read verses 7 and 11. And like I said, I'm having a hard time with my computer, so if you could push up those links, open up your scriptures. Let's make sure that when you leave this lesson, I want to make sure with the understanding and all that's out there already. And I will give you the link to the video that you just heard from the tribe of Judah, because they had a lot of excellent things in there, which debunked those who are trying to say, oh, no, it was another type of Genesis 6 where an angel impregnated a human female, a female of flesh, which is not the case. Now, when we go to 1 Chronicles 17, I'm going to read verses 7 and 11. Pay attention. It reads, "Now, therefore, thus shall thou say unto my servant David, thus said Yahuwah of hosts, I took thee from the sheepcote, even from following the sheep, that thou shouldest be rule over my people Israel. And it shall come to pass, when thy days be expired, that thou must go to be with thy fathers." This is speaking of King David. "That I will raise up thy seed after thee, which shall be of thy sons, and I will establish his kingdom." Now, this is one of those things where if you're not going to really study and show yourself approved, if you're going to put a division in Israel, you won't get this. But when you get down to verse 11, now we just read 1 Chronicles 17, I read 7, then I went to 11, because we're understanding that a promise was made to David, okay? A promise was made to David, and on his kingdom that there would always be one of the sons, one of the seeds, okay, through the line of David. Now, if you go and if you look up the word and it says, which shall be of thy sons, and that is the part that the tribe of Judah teach had wrong, because you see, in all fairness, Brother Aaron Ben Yisrael of the former member of Israelite Heritage, he went to the woman's seed. But, you know, both of them are, you could say, debating something that really doesn't need to be debated, because we're going to see a fulfillment here. If you go to that word, it says, which shall be of thy sons, you're going to get Hebrews 1:1-1, because it was promised that after King David died, that the Most High would raise up thy seed after thee. Now, if you're looking at a seed all the time for just being a flesh, you might be in error. But in this instance, because of the part that follows after that statement, I will raise up thy seed after thee, the statement is, which shall be of thy sons. So many will look at that and say, okay, we know that many of the lineages just had the males in there. But when you go and read what the word which shall be of thy sons, which is Hebrew 1:1-1, what that is speaking of, you will get the understanding the word sons is a masculine word, but it's speaking of children, plural, the male and the female, two of them, not one. If you go down the lineages in the book of Matthew as well as in the book of Luke, in the book of Matthew you're going to get the perennial lineage from the father's lineage. And it was the king's line, okay, under King David, King Solomon, and so forth, leading all the way to Joseph. But when you go and you look in the book of Luke, you get the maternal lineage, which is the priestly lineage. And then when you go look down there, David's in the seat line, okay, David's in there. And then it starts jumping to Nathan, okay, which was Solomon's brother. Okay, and all the way leading to Mary. So King David is the key. That is the key. So when it says, and I got to go back there again, I'm going to read it all again, and I pray you get it. Remember, when they say sons, that's not speaking of just men. Uh-uh, don't think that, because you'll be in error. This prophecy was fulfilled in such a way that really both of them were correct. But they both had errors because they both were trying to either make it a male or a female to either prove or disprove the virginity birth. Okay, but let's look at what it says. Know that which shall be of thy sons is Hebrews 1:1-1, which means children, plural, male and female. So either lineage marries the one in Luke, which is the maternal line, or Matthew, which is the paternal line, would still be correct because both of them have David in their ancestry. So when you read 1 Chronicles 17, verses 7 and 11, here's what it reads. Now therefore, thus shalt thou say unto my servant David, thus said Yahuwah of hosts, I took thee from the sheepcote, even from following the sheep. And you remember, that's how David was chosen, okay? You got to go back to the book of Samuel to get that. That thou shouldest be ruler over my people Israel. Israel was not split at this point in the book of Samuel. He said, and it shall come to pass. This is all future prophecy. And it shall come to pass. That's why the virginity birth is such a good fulfillment. Yahushua had to fulfill all the prophecies. It says, and it shall come to pass when the days be expired. Talking about King David. That thou must go to be with thy fathers, because they all died, right? It said that Yahuwah said, I will raise up thy seed after thee. Now, who is in the seed line of King David? Well, Matthew and Luke tell you, both Mary and Joseph are both in that paternal as well as maternal line linking up to King David. So they were both. This seed is by the spirit. This seed is also by the flesh right here. So he says, which shall be of thy sons. The sons are speaking of the children. So on the male line, yes, there is a lineage linking up to King David to Yahushua through Joseph, as well as which shall be of thy sons, which is speaking of children, as well as the male, the female as well. That was still one of Mary's descendants. She was a descendant from King David. I hope y'all getting this. Don't let those words sons and all that make you think this I'm always talking about a boy. No, it's not. See, the prophecy was so fulfilled. Either way, either one of these men, either the tribe of Judah teaches as well as Aaron ben Yisrael, former member of Israelite heritage, both of them were correct in an instant. But they both put a division to prove a point, and you can't do that. Father's word doesn't do that. His word brings us together. Now, he went and he said that, he brought up some more verses. Let me see if I got them written. I don't know if I wrote them down. Give me a second. let me just see if I wrote it down, because I wanted to write. There was just so many things that were in error, family. I'm telling the truth. There were so many things. Okay, if you would listen to the virgin birth debate by the tribe of Judah teaches, he gives you an outline graph, starting with David linking to Solomon and then to Nathan, which is what? Solomon would be in Matthew's 1. Nathan's lineage, going to the mother Mary, would be in Luke 3. So he gave you this link, and he was talking about, because they said thy sons, see, it's a man. He has to sit on the throne, and he went to Solomon to get to Joseph to prove that Joseph was the father, and he's correct. But as well as Brother Aaron ben Yisrael, former member of Israelite heritage, because he went through the woman's seed, but he went through David to show you the lineage through Nathan to Mary. Both of them were in the lineage of King David. They were both considered in the scripture, in the English word, thy sons, the children of David. They were both. And so you see, that's what I'm talking about. If you're not going to come to the spiritual and understand, they use English words to throw you off. And if you're thinking out the flesh, you're going to say, look, sons, it could only be a man. No, no, no. The Father, our understanding goes nowhere near his. If you're going to think and lean on your own understanding instead of spiritually understanding, there's no division in the word for his people. Many of these words may look like it's talking about one thing or the other, but in all reality, if you really want to know the truth, you can see how thy sons, that prophecy, speaking to David, what was going to reign on his throne, is accurate with both Mary and with Joseph, which means the question, does it mean that Mary was a virgin? Well, yeah and no. Yeah, no. See, it's not like what you think in 2013. If you understand that we are not speaking of a woman who had not had sex, that's not what the word virgin is speaking of. You got to understand that, okay? And that just comes by when you read the Father's word, ask him to give you the understanding. I'm going to take you guys a couple places on that. But what I also want to take you through, because he did mention that he would be king of kings, you know, and he would be the king on the throne. Kind of like leaving Mary out. I'm going to show you something. When you go, family, I'm going to take you guys there really quick. Let me go there really quick. As many places I want to take you guys, but I want to make sure that you're getting it. For Mary's sake, let me go here real quick. This is the priest lineage. Check it out to see if Yahushua wouldn't still fit for Mary, her lineage, because that's what the former member of Israelite heritage, Brother Aaron ben Israel, want to push on you. And it's good. It's good, but you got to take it all, not just part of what you want to prove a point. When you go to Hebrews chapter 4, verses 11 through 16, it reads, now this is speaking of Yahushua. In the book of Hebrews, it reads, let us labor, therefore, to enter into that rest, lest any man, which is speaking about the Hebrews, lest any man fall after the same example of unbelief. For the word of Yahuwah is quick and powerful and sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing even to the dividing asunder of the soul and spirit, and of the joints and marrow, and is a discerner of the thoughts and intents of the heart. Neither is there any creature that is not manifested in his sight, but all things are naked and open unto the eyes of him with whom we have to do. Seeing then that we have a great high priest, speaking of Yahushua, that is passed into heavens, that is passed into the heavens. And I don't know if you caught that, heavens. Remember, there's many layers of heaven. You read about many of these layers of heaven if you go to the apocryphal books that they took out. But you can read about that in the scriptures as well. But it says, seeing then that we have a great high priest that is passed into the heavens, Yahushua, the Son of the Most High Yahuwah, lest us hold fast our profession. For we have not a high priest which can be touched with the feelings of our infirmities of the flesh, but was in all points tempted like as we are, yet without sin. Because he came in a vessel, he came in the flesh to complete the prophecies, everything, the law, everything, the seed as well, because you're not going to find any more genealogies after you get the seed or the lineage leading straight to Yahushua in the new covenant. That's it. It says, for we have not a high priest which can be touched with the feelings of our infirmities, but was in all points tempted like as we were, yet without sin. Let us therefore come boldly unto the throne of grace, that we may obtain mercy and find grace to help in time of needs. Now he's speaking spiritual, but he's letting you know who is the great high priest. Well, that's Yahushua. Well, that's Mary's lineage. Okay, when they said in First Chronicles, and I just read it for you guys, I'm going to go there again. Somebody got to hear it. When you go back in First Chronicles, give me a second. When you go back in First Chronicles, I just want to make sure everybody's on the same page. But when you go back to First Chronicles, and it reads, First Chronicles 17, verse 7 through 11, it says, "Now therefore, thus shalt thou say unto my servant David, thus said Yahuwah, creator of hosts, I took thee from the sheepcote, even from following the sheep, that thou shouldest be ruler over my people Israel. And it shall come to pass, when thy days be expired, that thou must go to be with thy fathers, that I will raise up thy seed after thee, which shall be of thy sons, which shall be of thy children, and I will establish his kingdom." Speaking of Yahushua's. So in all accuracy, Matthew as well as Luke, Matthew chapter 1, Luke chapter 3, giving you the lineage of both the kingly line in Matthew leading to Joseph, as well as the priestly line, which is in Luke, the third chapter, leading all the way from Nathan to Mary. So we know he is the King of Kings because he will be reigning on the throne, and we also know that through Mary's line, he is that high priest. Now, I don't think that's too hard to understand. I really don't. But this part, to me, wasn't clarified within the lesson that the tribe of Judah teaches, the virgin birth debate. It wasn't really clarified because he made it sound like it's no way it could be from Mary. You know, I don't know if he did that because of the fact that others are using the seed of the woman. And right now, many don't like to say seed, well, not seed, but they don't like to talk about none with that woman. Because, you see, it all has to be about the man's sperm. If you're believing that the father cannot raise children from stones, as Yahushua said, you're missing the point. You're missing the point if you can't understand that our bodies are nothing but vessels. When they talk about the seed and the loins of both David and Jesse to bring by way of Yahushua, and they give you the genealogies, which are live births, through a man and a woman, if you're overlooking all that stuff and not understanding that if our bodies are vessels and a man and a woman produce that vessel, what's the difference is where did the spirit come from? Now, we know that Yahushua was the Word in the beginning. He was spirit. So he was the only begotten of the Father. He was already there. He was a special spirit that was in the heavens with our Heavenly Father, Yahuwah. And he was put here as a fulfillment. He had a job to do. It was already prophesied that he would do this job. And he did it. Now we can get back with a connection to our Heavenly Father. We're not saying that Yahushua is only a man. No. And we're not saying that there was a virginity birth. No, because Joseph and Mary both were the parents of Yahushua. They got together, and the vessel, something of the flesh, was made by them. But the Father in heaven placed that spirit within that vessel. And this was a special spirit. That's all we're saying, because that's what the Word says. So I wanted to bring that. Let me see if there's anything else I want to cover on that particular part. Oh, yeah, he said some more, and I want to go there with that. I'm going to take you guys to First Chronicles, chapter 28. I want to hit up on verses 2 through 6, okay? In First Chronicles, go ahead and open up, chapter 28 of First Chronicles. I'm just going to read verses 2 through 6. This is something else that the tribe of Judah was teaching, and it's some error here. Let's go there. Verse 2, "Then David the king stood up upon his feet and said, Hear me, my brethren and my people. As for me, I had in mine heart to build a house of rest for the ark of the covenant of Yahuwah and for the footstool of our father, and had made ready for the building. But Yahuwah said unto me, Thou shalt not build a house for my name, because thou hast been a man of war, and hast shed blood. Howbeit, Yahuwah, Father of Israel, choose me before all the house of my fathers to be king over Israel forever. For he hath chosen Judah to be the ruler, and of the house of Judah, the house of my father, and among my sons. Remember, the sons still mean the children, plural, of my father. He likened me to make me king over Israel. Now, that's speaking of Solomon, yes. But still the word is still speaking that both Mary and Joseph, that is possible for both of them, Yahushua to come through. So he says, and all my sons, for Yahuwah hath given me many sons. Well, that's right, because you got to look at those lineages. David was in both of them. David was in both those lineages, okay? We know that Solomon was in Matthew's lineage, which is the perennial, the father, okay, Joseph's. But would not Mary be one of the children of David? Yes, she would, because his lineage is in Luke chapter 3. It just went through Nathan. So it reads, verse 5, and of all my sons, for you who has given me many sons, he hath chosen Solomon, my son, to sit upon my throne of the kingdom of Yahuwah over Israel. Now we know what Solomon did. Okay, there's more verses. And he said unto me, Solomon thy son, he shall build my house and my courts, for I have chosen him to be my son. Just like we know he called Yahushua his son. And Yahushua was also called son of man. Keep that in mind. And I will be his father. That's what our father says. He's going to be Solomon's father. Solomon messed up. And the prophecy still goes on that there would always be someone sitting on the throne. Now, we know when Yahushua walked this earth, he was not ready to sit upon that throne, but he was still of the seed of David, going through both Solomon and Nathan. That would be Matthew's chapter 1 lineage for Joseph, as well as Luke 3 for Mary. So this is in accordance with Scripture. When he, through his death, burial, and resurrection, he's now sitting at the right hand of the Father, but the Father already let us know that it will be Yahushua that will be the high king, or the king, and the high priest. We just read about that family in Hebrews 4:11. Now, I want to take you guys a couple more places. I just want to go here and there, just so everybody's feeling good about the word. And I know there's a lot of people pushing a lot of things out there, but remember, if they're not going to take these words spiritually, and if you're not going to look them up, if you're not going to make sure that they are rightly dividing the word, there will be error. When we go to Acts 13, I want to pick up at verse 17. Let's read a little bit. It says, Yahuwah, father of this people of Israel, choose our fathers, and exalted the people when they dwelt as strangers in the land of Egypt. That just tells you those Gentiles were our people. The Gentiles, strangers, sojourners, that's all Israel, lost sheep. So let me read again. Yahuwah, father of this people of Israel, choose our fathers, and exalted the people when they dwelt as strangers in the land of Egypt. And with an high arm bought he them out of it. And about the time of 40 years suffered he their manners in the wilderness. And when he had destroyed 7 nations in the land of Canaan, he divided their land to them by lot. And after that he gave unto them judges, talking about our people Israel, about the space of 450 years until Samuel the prophet. And afterwards they desired a king. Speaking about the children of Israel, we read about all this family, how they desired a king like the other nations. It says, and the Most High Yahuwah gave unto them Saul, the son of Cis, a man of the tribe of Benjamin, by the space of 40 years. And when he had removed him, he raised up unto them David to be their king, to whom also he gave their testimony and said, I have found David, the son of Jesse, a man after my own heart, which shall fulfill all my will. Of this man's seed hath Yahuwah, according to his promise, raised unto Israel a Savior, Yahushua. See, family, when we talk about the seed, you got to remember, certain things are spiritual. Yes, there's a genealogy, but if you're not understanding that all the way through the scripture, and it does show you that in both books of Matthew's genealogy in chapter 1 as well as Luke's genealogy in chapter 3, that from Adam all the way to Yahushua, the chosen lineage is right before you. The chosen lineage that would bring about Yahushua is right there. And both Mary and Joseph would fall within those lineages. They're right there. It's written. Their names are there. And these are lineages. Yahushua came in the flesh. He had blood. He couldn't come no other way because through the trials that were put upon him, he had to shed his blood for the remission of our sins so that we could be, bought for a price, because we are the bride and he is the bridegroom. Remember that. If he came as something other than just like his people, it told us that he sprang out of the tribe of Judah. That would have been King Solomon as well as King David's lineage, because they're looking at the man. But Mary was there. Her lineage was still there. But it had to be said that way because you have to understand that the promise, the covenant, even though we broke the old covenant, he gave us a new covenant. That was Yahushua. And he was prophesied an old covenant to come in a certain way. But he had to come through David's sons, which means David's children. Okay? That's all of his family. Okay, now, let me close a couple links down. I'm trying to go many places with you guys without reading the same stuff that, I mean, it's obvious. If you're, like I said, reading with understanding. Now I want to take you guys somewhere else. I don't even know why I pulled this one up, but I want to go there with you. Oh, yeah, I do know why I want to go this. Okay, now, like I said, I can go over the word virgin. I can go over that Luke is actually is prophesied by Gabriel to Mary. She was not pregnant. When you get over to Matthew's, yeah, she was pregnant. But Luke, she wasn't pregnant. The books are just switched. That's all it is. But let's go somewhere else, because if you understand what is spoken, if we have time, we're going to go over all this again. But first I want to hit this up. Let's everybody switch over to Luke, second chapter. I'm going to pick up at verse 36. I'm going to give you a second to get there. All right, it reads, "And there was one Anna, a prophetess, the daughter of Penuel, of the tribe of Asher. She was of a great age and had lived with a husband 7 years from her virginity. And she was a widow of about 84 years, which departed not from the temple, but served Yahuwah with fasting and prayers night and day. And she, coming in that instant, gave thanks likewise unto the Father, and spake of him to all them that looked for redemption in Israel." You could put Yahuwah or Yahushua. You know, it's all the same. And I'm not saying they're the same person, but Yahushua came to do his Father's will. Okay, let's go a little further. Verse 39. "And when they had performed all things according to the law of the Most High, they returned into Galilee, to their own city, Nazareth." Now we're talking about Mary and Joseph. Now check this out. "And the child grew and waxed strong in spirit, filled with wisdom, and the grace of Yahuwah was upon him. Now his parents went to Jerusalem every year at the feast of Passover. And when he was 12 years old, they went up to Jerusalem after the custom of the feast. And when they had fulfilled the days as they returned, the child Yahushua tarried behind in Jerusalem. And Joseph and his mother knew not of it." Now, catch, they didn't know that he stayed behind. Check out what happens. "But they," who's the they? Well, Joseph and Mary, "supposing him to have been in the company, went a day's journey, and they sought him among their kinsfolks and acquaintances. And when they found him not, they turned back again to Jerusalem, seeking him. And it came to pass that after 3 days they found him in the temple, sitting in the midst of the doctors, both hearing them and asking them questions. And all that heard him were astonished at his understanding and answers. Now, we're talking about the parents watching Yahushua in the temple. It says, and when they saw him, when Mary and Joseph saw Yahushua, they were amazed. And his mother said unto him, Son, why hast thou thus dealt with us? Why you didn't come? We got to go looking for you, Yahushua. Talking about why did the parents of Yahushua had to go look for him? He wasn't with them when they left. So that's what she's asking. Mary says, behold, thy father and I have sought thee sorrowing. Both your father and your mother of the flesh, the ones who produce the vessel, which Yahushua, that spirit, that word in John chapter 1 of John, tells us that was there, which was placed within Mary. Gabriel told her what was going to be placed within her. Gabriel told her what the name was going to be. But this spirit, which was Yahushua, the word in the beginning, okay, in a vessel made by two flesh beings, okay, two of the sons of David. So she says, and when they saw him, they were amazed, and his mother said unto him, Son, why hast thou thus done dealt with us? Father and I have sought thee sorrowing. Now Yahushua said unto them, how is it that ye sought me? Wist ye not that I must be about my father's business? And they understood not the saying which he spoke. Because in their eyes, like many people today, you're looking at the flesh. He was speaking spiritual. He was speaking the understanding that's given to us in Scripture where our bodies are vessels. But what resides in our body was sent from above. It's a spirit. Okay, it's a spirit. So they, after he told them, how is it that you sought me? This is what Yahushua said to them, his father and his mother. Why, he said, wist ye not that I must be about my father's business? He's asking a question to them. Now look what they do. They understood not the saying which he spake unto them. Why didn't they understand? Because they looked at each other and said, well, we know we slept together. We know we gave birth to you, Yahushua. Your father right here, what you talking about? They didn't understand what he was trying to say. He was talking spiritual. When they would look and say, well, we know that these two got together. They produced this son. So your father is standing right there, right next to you. Yahushua was talking about the spiritual things. And if you're not going to operate out the spirit, you will have the so-called virgin birth and think that some angel, which they tell you is Gabriel, impregnated Mary by how it reads. But that's not what happened. And just reading the scriptures, you understand for Joseph and Mary, she just told you, thy father and I, we went looking for you. After Yahushua said, how is it that ye sought me? Wist ye not that I must be about my father's business? It says that Mary and Joseph understood not the saying which he spake unto them. Then it says, Yahushua went down with them and came to Nazareth, and was subject unto them. But his mother kept all these sayings in her heart. And Yahushua increased in wisdom and stature, and in favor with the Most High and men. You see, family, some of these verses we read, and if you really think about it, when they give us those genealogies, and you notice that the last genealogy that was given is Yahushua, because he fulfilled even the seed, making from everything on that way forward after him. It's all about the spirit. It's still the same lineage of people, but they're not tracing every single lineage until 2013 or beyond. It stops at Yahushua, because Yahushua came to bring everything spiritual. He came to fulfill. He came to fulfill the old covenant. He is the new covenant. He came in the flesh. He came with blood. He came as that one-time sacrifice. He came and he didn't sin in the flesh to show us that we should be able to do the same thing as him. But when he, through his death, burial, and resurrection, now sits at the right hand of the Father, now He is with us. The Comforter is here. We now have the set-apart spirit. Now we can get to these truths which have deceived our people for so long. All this is right here. I want to go there. Okay, let me go some other places. Because I know that, let me check my chat line and everything. Oh, I got some hands up. I didn't see that. Okay, family, I'm sorry. I want to take questions too, but I want to get through this, okay? Yeah, I see that. Okay, good, good, good. Everybody's getting it? Yes, thank you, thank you. All right, I just want to make sure that everybody is getting it. Let me, before I take the first caller, I see a question up here. Okay, it was kind of confusing. Pregnant from the Lord, now being that we now know that Lord is a deity, am I on the right track when I say that Cain could be of the serpent? Yeah, like I said, I was giving you what that brother said. If you've been keeping up with our teachings, you know that through the flesh, that's all we are, our vessel. The Father tells us in John 8, bring it right back to Cain, ye are of your father the devil. That meant that the spirit that was residing in Cain's lineage was not sent from above, not from our father. That is your wheat and tare. That's your parable of wheat and tare. While the Hebrews slept, which were the wheat, the enemy came in and planted a seed, okay? And he went his way. They tell you later that he planted a seed. He didn't plant no vegetables, no cucumber, no onions, bell pepper, potatoes. No, the seed he planted was a spiritual one, but it wasn't of our father. Remember, when we go into those who keep leading the children of Israel astray, they led them astray because they didn't have the connection with you, who our father, the ones of the serpent. They only give you flesh, okay? And then our own brethren become enemies to us because of the word, because they're hearing of flesh. They're not hearing by spirit. That's why they have to repent, come out from among the confusion, and ask the Father to reveal, start revealing to them. Got to repent. All this nonsense, this division that we're seeing, family, that's nothing new under the sun. Just like when I haven't really played everything for you, but out of those two different lessons, the one that was for the virginity birth and the one that was against the virginity birth by the two brothers, you saw one go by the flesh of man and the seed, the sperm of man. And then when you go to Brother Ben Yisrael, former member of Israel Heritage, he went through the seed of woman. And still a little iffy on both. Not that they're totally wrong, but the understanding, if you're just thinking about the flesh, this is all confusing to you. It's all confusing. And it's really not confusing. Operate out the set-apart spirit, okay? Now I'm going to take some questions, and then we're going to I'm going to try to finish this up. Like I said, I don't mind having two lessons. I was praying I wouldn't have to, but if I have to, I will. Now I'm going to take the first caller. Okay, get them in order. And just in case you guys want to call in, I will give the number out, but I'm trying to wait till towards the end of the lesson. But we have about a half an hour left. Okay, the number is 646-595-4111. So at this time, yes, if they're quick, short questions, yes, I will take them. Okay, it's probably a perfect time for me to take a break because I'd probably play a song, so this is perfect. Area code 720. Shalom. You're open. Mm-hmm. Okay, 720, if you're not on mute, baby. All right, I'm going to put you back on park. Put you back on park. Let's get to the next caller. Okay, because I just want to make sure everybody's on the same track. Area code 916. Shalom.
Shalom, it's me, Cookie.
I'm about to say, if y'all wouldn't answer, I was scared I was disconnected. Hi, sister. How you doing?
I'm fine. Enjoying the lesson. I put my hand up earlier to help you read, but you got a damn pack, so.
Well, you can still stay here. No, I'll take it. I'll take it. I didn't know that you were going to come. I didn't know what you had planned today. But I wanted to get through, you know, like I said, Sister Cookie, I don't even know if you, because Sister Cookie's basically new. You've been here with us for how long, Sister Cookie?
About 7 months.
Right. And we did this about a year ago. I titled it Queen of Heaven and so forth. This is about a year ago we did this lesson. So I don't even know. Did you get an opportunity to go back through that lesson?
I didn't, but I'm Lioness 076 on your chat line. I'm the one that asked about Cain being of the serpent and stuff.
Okay, what was your question?
Huh?
What exactly is your question? Because I was a little confused by reading it.
No, when he was talking about the 315, I kind of got confused because he kept saying seed of a man, and I know that Adam went into Eve, but when it says I bear a child for the Lord or something like that, just remembering from past shows that I know Lord is a deity of Baal or whatever when you break it down, but I was thinking maybe it was a serpent seed instead of Adam's seed. And then I was questioning she said, I bear another child. Well, she had Abel again. She had another baby again, in a sense. I was like, well, were they twins? Because I had asked that too, and Handmaiden answered that for me. So I guess they were twins, because the way they said it just seems like a continuation of birth.
That's what those words are. When you look them up, it is a continuation of a birth. And that's why when we talk about what happened in the garden, it was a spiritual seduced, not like Eve, who was spiritually seduced. They have that in, I forgot what scripture that's in, but it's in the scriptures. They talk about the spiritual seduction. That falls back into the understanding of the parable of the wheat and tare. While the Hebrews slept, the enemy came and planted his seed, and they went his way. Okay? So then when we go to John 8, sister, and I will go there, because this is what was said to the scribes and Pharisees. Let me just go there. I wish I knew it by heart. I do know it by heart, but I want to give it so in case somebody wants to look it up. Okay, I want to go there. I'm going to pick up about verse 34. Verse 34 of John 8. I'm just going to read this. Yahushua answered them. Remember, he was talking to the scribes and Pharisees. He says, verily, verily, I say unto you, whosoever committeth sin is a servant of sin. And that's where Cain falls in, and his lineage. And the servant abided not in the house forever, but the son, which was Yahushua, abideth ever. If the son, therefore, shall make you free, ye shall be free indeed. I know that ye are Abraham's seed, which is the flesh, but ye seek to kill me, because my word hath no place in you. I speak that which I have seen with my Father, speaking of the Most High. And ye do that which ye have seen with your Father. This is talking spiritual family. Something was different between that called lineage. The called will be listed in Genesis chapter 5, going all the way to both, actually you can go to Matthew and to Luke to figure out the genealogies. It lists all the way from Adam to both Joseph and Mary, to Yahushua. So what's going on here is, he says, I speak that which I've seen with my Father, and you do that which ye have seen with your Father. Then they answered and said unto him, they said this to Yahushua, Abraham is our father. Yahushua said unto them, if ye were Abraham's children, ye would do the works of Abraham. Now remember, he just said, I know that ye are Abraham's children, are his seed, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But the point is, if you're thinking a seed is just a man's sperm, you're incorrect, because throughout the scripture, it was a definite lineage and line that was preserved for to bring forth Yahushua. Many came by the way, and that's what we talk about, the serpent seed. That's what you're talking about, sister. But they let us know. I'm going to go a little further with this. They let us know. And it's important to get the virginity birth as well to understand this. Because remember, Yahushua, when he comes, he's separated in the family. Because not all Israel is of Israel, although all Israel will be saved. Go back to Revelation 2:9, and it tells us, I know thy works and thy poverty, but thou art rich. And I know the blasphemy of them that say that Yehuda. They're calling themselves us, but they're not. This is your serpent seed. We use the word serpent seed, don't think of a serpent, just think of a different spirit, not from our Father, but as Yahushua will say, let's read what Yahushua will say, I speak that which I have seen with my Father, and you do that which ye have seen with your Father. They answered and said unto him, Abraham is our father. Yahushua said unto them, if ye were Abraham's children, ye would do the works of Abraham. So that's letting you know that you are Revelation 2:9. You are Genesis 3:15, the enmity put. You are them that killed the prophets. You are the ones that Yahushua was calling hypocrites, the ones who were sitting in Moses' seat, the ones who tell you division in 2013. All the same, he says, if Abraham were your father, you would do the works of Abraham. But now you seek to kill me, a man that has told you the truth, which I have heard of Yahuwah. This did not Abraham. Ye do the deeds of your father. Then they said to him, we be not born of fornication. We have one father, even the Most High. Yahushua said unto them, if Yahuwah were your father, ye would love me. For I proceeded forth and came from Yahuwah. Neither came I of myself, but he sent me. Why do ye not understand my speech? Because ye cannot hear my word. There was no connection. They had no spiritual connection. It says, ye, this is what Yahushua tells these scribes and Pharisees who were sitting in Moses' seat. They were descendants of those who killed the prophets. They were known in Genesis 3:15 as what we call the serpent seed. They had a different spirit. It tells us in the parable of the wheat and tare that the enemy that came and planted in the seed among the Hebrews, the wheat, was the devil. So he tells them right here in John chapter 8, verse 44, ye are of your father, the devil, and the lust of your father ye will do. He was a murderer from the beginning. That leads you right to Cain. And abode not in the truth, because there is no truth in him. When the Most High said, what have thou done? He didn't want to admit that he killed his brother. He kept at it, my brother's keeper, meaning that's not my brother. Although in the flesh, yes, you would say that's his brother. Just like they say Esau was Jacob's brother. But we know Esau came from a different nation. And spiritually, Esau don't have the set-apart spirit that was sent from above. So he says, ye are of your father the devil, and the lust of your father ye will do. He was a murderer from the beginning and abode not in the truth, because there is no truth in him. When he speaketh a lie, he speaketh of his own, for he is a liar and the father of it. And because I tell you the truth, you believe me not. Okay, I'm going to stop there because, see, family, all of this is about spiritual understanding. So when we go through the scriptures and we keep connecting these precepts with spiritual understanding, as well as the virginity birth, was it a woman who had never had sex, or was it a woman who had sex, but the set-apart spirit indwelt in that vessel that Joseph and Mary made? That's the problem people aren't getting. They think we're trying to say that he was just a man, or that, I don't know what they're trying to say. But in all reality, he was the Word in the beginning, according to John 1. Our bodies are just vessels. Yes, it's possible for Mary and Joseph to be both the parents. We just showed you that in the genealogies. We went to First Chronicles, and it was prophesied to David that thy children, thy sons, the seed, this is where the kingdom is going to be, through David's seed. And it was, both in the book of Matthews, chapter 1, and that would have been your king lineage, from Solomon to Joseph, as well as Luke chapter 3, which King David was there too, and then it went to Nathan, which was the priestly lineage, all the way to Mary. So yes, King David's seed, his children, his sons, as they worded, yes, they both could have been the parent of Yahushua, and he still have been the only begotten, because he had a special assignment, unlike all the other spirits that were placed into vessels. Speaking of the Hebrews, King David messed up. King Solomon messed up. We can go on and on. Adam and Eve messed up. Israel keep messing up. Look where we at now. But Yahushua didn't sin. That's why when we get to those verses that say, the woman transgressed, but not the man. And you go back to Eve, the woman, and people think, oh, you see that bad woman. No, it's taking you back to Yahushua. That's the one who did not sin while in the flesh with blood, because he came from two parents. I want to take you guys somewhere. I'm going to see if I can get it. Sister, you want to make any comments while I'm trying to find the verse, and I don't know if I have it. I tell you what, anybody in the chat room, help me out here. Remember I read for you guys, I think it's in the Wisdom of Solomon, and it speaks of no other king could come by any other way but through a man and a woman and the, you know, the sexual experience. So if y'all can find that for me, I'm going to try to look it up because that's very important to bring out right now. Because we can read many times over that it would be through the seed of David, the loins of Jesse. I might have screwed up how it says, but, you know, it will tell you it's through this seed line, this genealogy, both of the flesh as well as the spirit, and people don't get it. So let me check the chat line and see if anybody got that verse for me. You guys, you know I need your help right now because somebody needs to hear it. Let me see. I'm going to go ahead and try to look it up. Sister, you want to say anything while I try to look this up?
No, actually you answered my question from earlier about the seeds.
Okay, you stay there. You're not going nowhere. Now since I got you, oh, a lot of questions. Oh, my goodness. Okay, hold up. Sister, we didn't open up a lot of questions, and it's good. Like I said, family, I will go over Matthew and Luke. I'll probably have another lesson, probably put our Shabbat show to continue this. But I want to make sure that you guys are looking, you're discerning the word. And you can only do that not by the eyes or the flesh, but by the spirit. So I'm trying to give you another avenue, which words are said right there. If you don't understand these words, if you're not operating out the spirit, you're not going to get it. There's no division, okay? Now, let me go ahead, sister, I'm leaving you open with me. I'm going to go ahead and open up another mic because I see that we have we have a lot of callers here. Okay, the number, family, we have 16 and a half minutes left. It's 646-595-4111. And I'm just opening up area code 901. Shalom.
Hey, Tanisha, how you doing?
Who is this?
Charles Beasley, Orlando, Florida.
Oh, this is Sister Georgia. How you doing, Brother Charles?
I'm good. It is always a pleasure. I had a question. Basically, you know, the thing that I guess we've been troubled with is about, they said the apple, you know, that, you know, eating the apple, we have never been able to figure that part out. And we were seeing that might have been the serpent that they was talking about where Cain was actually derived from. So if anybody can help on just this apple part, I'm sure you've heard it before that Adam ate the apple.
Okay, but what I want you to do,
I
want you to do. Go in Scripture and tell me where you see the word apple.
Oh,
yeah,
Yeah, I guess that is a quick question. I just heard it, you know, they said that Eve ate it, and he told Adam, you know, to eat it. And of course, and then we somehow found out that Cain was created, and we figured, well, that must have been maybe had sex with the serpent. And it just, I guess it's just been something that's been in the air for so long. And I just said maybe I need to get some spiritual understanding. So if it's not in the Bible, maybe I need to, you know,
We actually do explain that, brother. We really do. We explained that quite well. And I kind of went over it just a few minutes ago. I don't know how long you've been listening. How long have you been listening?
About 30 minutes.
Okay. Well, I just explained it within the last, I think, 10 minutes. So I'm going to give you a brief overview. And I will direct you to go to our archives, or you could even email me and I'll go over it personally with you. But we are speaking things of the Spirit. Because we know that our bodies are vessels. This is the same scenario with Yahushua. He had a father, he had a mother. But our bodies are vessels, and the only way a vessel can be made, and I do have this scripture which might help you with that. Let me just go there. Because, you know, I don't know if people are aware of this. Because, see, Yahushua's vessel was spoken to be put together through his mother and father. Check this out. Okay, I got this particular one from the tribe of Judah teaches. Now, they were going into speaking of Yahushua, that Mary and Joseph were the parents. So what they said was, they read this scripture. I'm going to read it to you. Okay, I'm going to read to you what they have here. They went in the books of Acts 13 and verses 22 and 23. I had graphics. I could not put them up for you guys to see. I wanted those graphics up. But what it says is, I have found David, the son of Jesse, a man after my own heart, which shall fulfill all my will. Now, we know that through Jesse's seed, his loins, came Yahushua. It says, of this man's seed, speaking about David, one of the sons of Jesse, through this man's seed hath Yahuwah, according to his promise, raised unto Israel a savior, Yahushua. Then if you go to Hebrews 1 through 5, you'll figure out how did he do this. Well, it says, wherefore, when he cometh into the world, speaking of Yahushua, this is in the book of Hebrews, chapter 1, verse 5. It says, he said, sacrifice and offerings thou wouldest not. He don't want that. But what is going to come? He says, but a body hast thou prepared me. Yahushua, his body was prepared. How is a body prepared? Well, first you got to have a body, and that comes through a man and a woman. Because remember, Yahushua was a spirit with our Father in the beginning. But if our bodies are vessels, the only thing that sets apart him from us is that he was with the Father in the beginning. He was that special spirit that was with the Father. He was the Word. But it tells us, wherefore, when he cometh into the world, when he leaves the heavenly realms and coming to earth where we're at, sojourning, you know, it says, wherefore, when he cometh into the world, he said it, sacrifice and offering thou wouldest not, but a body hast thou prepared for me. Well, his parents prepared that vessel, that body, but the spirit is from our Father Yahuwah. All his word tells us that is what we mean when we say Cain, we'll use the word serpent seed, only because of the way it's written in Genesis 3. What we're saying is Adam and Eve, yes, by looking at them, yes, both those children were theirs. But spiritually, we just read John 8. It tells us the lineage of Cain, where his father came from. His father was the devil, that old serpent, that dragon, the beast of the field. It wasn't sent from the Most High. That's John 8, what I'm telling you about. That would be that lineage that we keep reading about throughout the scripture. So if you look by vision, yeah, they both look like they come. They're both brothers, or they're both sister and brother, whatever. But when Yahushua come, he's separating, because remember the wheat and tare parable. Don't pull them out yet. Let them grow up together, because when the angels come, angels are spirits. When they come, they are going to know which is which, because one's going to have the spirit and the other won't. So he's going to gather the spiritual ones, which is called and sent from above, gather those into the barn, and the tares will go into a burning lake of fire. Does that make any sense to you, brother?
Yes, it does. It really does. And I appreciate
it. Okay, I just wanted to read that to you.
Yeah. And, of course.
Yeah,
we
do lessons on that all the time. Actually, I talk about that quite a bit. I know the family members say, oh, no, she's not going to do it again. Yes, I have to. Because how long have you found out you're a Hebrew, or do you even know you're a Hebrew?
Well, actually, I found out from you probably about 4 or 5 months ago. Cause remember I told you something about me going to Seventh-day Adventist, and you told me that you'd also started there, and I've been really, really, brother. I think you left there and got into.
No, I've never been there.
Really?
You must be talking about somebody else. I've never been there.
Never been Seventh-day Adventist?
No, I know people who are Seventh-day Adventists, but I'm not a Seventh-day. I've never was one.
Oh, okay. Yeah, definitely. Well, I've been on
but
some
that's
of the
okay.
blogs, so, yeah. But actually, I just started, I guess, following it probably pretty much in the last 7 or 8 months. And I do a lot of internet, and I see, well, I thought Phoenicia, that's who I actually thought I was talking to. I think I heard you say Sister Georgia. Well,
yeah, my name is Sister Georgia. I'm the one who, I do the teaching on this site. Sister Phoenicia is one of our sisters, but it's not me. So you might be talking about her, but listen, brother, I'm glad that you came out and you're hearing the truth. We're going to continue speaking our Father's word, operating at the set of our spirit. So I will offer you to continue with us if you feel led and want to support the truth, head over to our website, you know, and you can also email me there. I usually answer most of the family members' questions there. But, brother, I'm going to put you back on park because I have I have quite a bit of callers. But I do thank you. And keep with us, okay? All right. Shalom.
All right.
All right. I got a bunch of callers here. Beautiful thing. Woo! A lot of callers. Let me open up the next mic. And, family, just so you know, I don't mind having a part two because I really want to break down the difference with Matthew and with Luke to give the proper understanding. So we will do that. I will continue this. I know some people are like, well, she didn't go over it. I will go over it, okay? Let me get to the next caller we have, area code 541. Shalom. Uh-oh, is my phone still on? Area code 541, you had your head up. You want to say something? Okay, that's all right. I'll put you back on park. Okay. Let me go to the next caller. Okay, area code 425. Shalom.
Hey, shalom.
Hey, who am I speaking to?
Oh, this is Brother Matakia. And this is my first. Oh, I'm blessed. I just want to say Barakatah to you, sister. This is my first time listening in. I was on Facebook and I saw this particular teaching camp come up, and I just decided to call in to listen in. But I'm just moved by the lesson tonight, because you were so on point with the lesson. And you know, I taught a lesson very similar to this one probably about 3-4 months ago on Pow Talk. And it caused an uproar in the room, and I was like, I was just puzzled because people just weren't seeing it with the scriptures, and it was just a breath of fresh air to come in and listen in to your dialogue, and I also was gain even more understanding tonight. So I just wanted to say thank you, and may most
you. All right, brother, I thank you for, chiming in. I thank you for your words, and I'm going to put you back on park because we got more callers, but continue listening with us, please.
All right.
Appreciate that. Thank you. All right. I'm going to put you back on park, brother. I've got more callers here. I'm going to take some more callers. Okay. Area code 503, Shalom.
Shalom.
Shalom. Hi. Who am I speaking to?
This is Brother Robert. This is Brother
Erica
Robert.
503. Can you hear me?
No, I can't hear you.
What?
Hello?
You just said, hello, can you hear me now?
Yes, uh-huh.
Okay, who am I speaking to?
Robert, Brother Robert.
Oh, Brother Robert, how you doing?
I'm doing okay. How you doing?
Wonderful. Did you want to ask a question, brother?
I'm not at my house, but it was a question I had wanted to ask you, but I find that once you do another show, I don't have my Bible actually with me.
If you give me a general, I can kind of probably figure it out maybe.
One of my friends was talking about, like, a lot of people, like the people around the world, that same question that guy was asking you about, there's two, is he from the devil side, the one that killed in Genesis,
Cain?
Excuse me? Yes,
Cain?
Yes. Uh-huh.
What about him?
Was he was a baby from the devil? Or, that's what I'm trying to figure out. Was he a baby from the devil, or he?
Yeah,
he
the vessels are our bodies, brother. The vessels are our bodies, but the spirit is different. Cain didn't have the spirit that was sent from above. He had the spirit of his father, the devil, according to John 8. Okay?
Uh-huh.
Okay. That, what?
I'm trying to get that together because, you know, I'm telling some people that he is from the lineage of the devil, Cain.
I tell you what, brother, I'm going to have to do another lesson just for that because a lot of people I notice are still having problems with that, and I will redo that in the near future, okay? But for now,
okay.
I'm going to ask you to hold tight, okay? Because
okay.
I don't want to
okay.
get into all that. We only have about 2 minutes left. But,
okay,
Brother Robert,
okay.
Hey, just continue listening. I'll make sure I get a lesson in for that, okay?
Okay, then.
All right. Shalom.
Oh.
Okay, family. Listen, we have about 2 minutes left. I'm going to take more questions. But I will, just so you know, I will have a part two to this, and we will do that part two for our Shabbat lesson Saturday. So I didn't get to go through the scriptures. I'm going to go through those scriptures, but I'm also going to give you the video before I close up the chat line. I'll post that video as well as I will go and put it in the show notes so everybody can see it, put it in either the future lessons or what have you. So we have about 2 minutes left. 2 minutes left. And the number is 646-595-4111. If you have a question, put the number 1 button. If you don't have a question, take your hand down, please, because you're confusing me. I don't want to just open up mics and nobody's there. So let me go down to the next one, okay? Prayfully, I can figure out who these are. Okay, I was just getting ready to get the Skype caller. They left. Let me try opening up this mic. And they're giving me 90 seconds. 646-595-4111. Okay, we have area code 541. Shalom.
Shalom, Sister Georgia.
Yes, hi. Who am I speaking to?
Hi, my name is Tanisa.
Hi, sister. What is it that you you want to ask a question?
Yes. I'm sorry, I can't hear after I say something and I can't hear myself talk. I don't know if there's a delay. My question was, I'm a little confused by the Virgin Mary. So who are you saying that she was impregnated by? I mean physically, because there was a physical impregnation, because Joseph afterwards
yes.
was shocked that she was pregnant, and to the point where he was going to put her away quietly because he loved her. And the angel
right.
had to reveal to him that she was pregnant through Yah, you know. So that part, I'm not understanding how it could have been with Joseph when an angel had to tell him how it happened so that he could accept it, and then they married. And the Bible was very specific when it said he didn't touch her until after she gave birth to Yeshua. So if you could just answer that, and I'll just sit quietly.
Okay, sister. Oh, okay, we've got 10 seconds left. Let me let all the stuff come through, and then I'm going to... Hold on a second, fam. I got people at the door and everything. Wait 1 second. I got family coming up. But, hey, 646-595-4111. I'm not done with you yet, sister. Just hold on a second, okay? I'm going to play a song, and I'm going to get back to that question in 1 second. Let me just get some songs here playing so that I can do what I need to do because I got people at the door and everything. Okay, here's a song. I'll be right back, family. Don't go anywhere.
It's getting out of hand, Israel. It's just... too much fighting amongst our people.
Too much fighting. Yes, it is.
We gotta come together.
Come together.
We gotta stick together.
Stick together.
To be that nation that the Most High called us to be. Yeah.
Things are getting out of hand. So much going on. Man, I'm praying for the day that we all get along, Israel. See, we've got to come together and worship the Most High. There's no need to hate each other, cause we disagree sometimes. We're a family. Supposed to be coming together. Oh yeah. Israel, we're one. Ooh, yeah. We all get frustrated that's what they do, yeah. I'm willing to forgive you. Can you do the same? Oh. 'Cause I can't put this all on you. I'll take some of the blame. Like I said before, we're a family.
We
it's family.
Israel,
we're one. Maybe I could have been just a little more humble. Can find a better way to say what I need to say. Oh,
I agree with everything you say to me. No,
but you're not my enemy. Oh,
we're the same people.
We've got the same goal. We're trying to live right. So let's come together. About the rebellious ones,
oh, no.
But the ones trying to do right. Why hurt them all the time when they're trying to live right? Oh,
oh, oh,
yeah. 'Cause the Bible says if you offend one of these little ones that believe in him, you'd be better off with a millstone all around your neck and drowned in the sea. You don't want to be that one.
Let's stop this fighting, y'all, and get together. Alright, Shalom.
Alright, we're back, family. We're back. I tell you, around my house, I have teenagers. They're not teenagers anymore. They're some grown kids, some grown adults. But I tell you, their friends come by all day. I apologize. I am right now, just in case you're still on the chat line, I'm putting the video, the Virgin Birth Debate, and that is for the lesson concerning Joseph is the father of Yahushua. I want to make sure I got that out to you guys. Now I'm going to get back because we had someone call in, and I can probably focus now because my door isn't knocking or anything. Sister, could you go ahead and please state what you wanted to know again? Could you please state that again?
I was just wondering who were you saying physically was the father of Yeshua? Because Joseph very clearly was very bothered by it, and he was going to put her away because they were about to be married. He was going to put her away quietly because he was very disturbed about it. And then the angel had to come and speak to him. And then the Bible is very specific and clear when it says that he did not touch her until after she gave birth. So it was,
and we're going to clear up that.
Specifically saying that she was physically a virgin.
Right. But you see, if you don't have to set up our spirit and you only look at the flesh and not understanding what's in Scripture, what those words are saying, and that the Hebrews history book that is now in English by the Gentiles, okay, and the way they put the books together, Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John are all in the same category. But the books all flipped around. If you read Luke first, and we're gonna do this breakdown, okay? When we have our Shabbat lesson Saturday, we will do this breakdown where we will explain everything to you, okay? Because you have to go back through the book of Matthew and Luke to get it. And there's other precepts that go within the Old Covenant that verify everything that is spoken in the New Covenant. Because with the flesh eyes, that's exactly, well, wait a minute, something wrong. Certain scriptures have always been used to defend that Mary was just a virgin. She had never been touched by man. But we will show you where that is not the case, okay? That is not the case.
No, my question is just who physically is the father then? Because
who would be the father? Who would be the father according to the word? That's the question. You know, if the scriptures are telling us that, I got pop-up, something's going on. Okay. If the scriptures are clearly telling us that Joseph is the father through the genealogy, if he is in the seed line of, my computer's acting up. What is going on? Hold on a second, family. I'm trying to knock out some things. But we're gonna explain that. You need to just come over to our Shabbat lesson, okay? Because, yes, Joseph was the father, and we will show you that within Scripture. If you're looking with spiritual eyes, you'll get it. If not, you'll fall into the lines of religion. And the religion was set up by the enemy, okay? Because when the Hebrew Israelites went into captivity, all our belongings, everything we had, they took. When they wrote the English Bible with English words, that's why you need to look up the words, and also, as our father states, precept upon precept, line upon line, here a little, there a little. The old covenant and the new covenant must confirm the same thing, okay? It must confirm the same thing, and we will show you by properly looking at those scriptures, those verses that many in religion have had the Hebrews believing to be truth, which was there was this miraculous Genesis 6 going on in the scriptures where an angel impregnated Mary. But the scriptures tell us, and where it says supposedly the father of Yahushua, well, we're going to look at all that, okay? So I offer you to come again. I'm going to close down the chat line because I'm getting a lot of pop-ups as we speak. But I'm going to offer you to come to our lesson that we will be having this Saturday. We have our lessons at 10 p.m., and we're going to go over all that. And your questions will be answered. Is that fair?
Okay.
Uh-oh. All right. Thank you. I have, family, I'm going to have to try to get my switchboard back up. I don't know what just happened. Let me see. I'm getting pop-ups. Somebody did something to my computer. Give me a second because I can't open any more mics until I get this open. There's something going on here. Oh, I see. There's something behind my screen. I tell you, these pop-ups, family. Okay. Oh, give me a second because I want to get to more questions and I want to state some other things as well. Okay, give me a second. I'm having problems. Just a little bit longer. Sister Cookie, you there still?
I'm here.
Okay. I don't know if you guys are having the problems I'm having. Somebody's hacking in on my computer right now. Give me a second because it will not pull up mics for me to open right at this second. I'm trying to refresh everything and see if that'll help, but I was getting hit majorly a second ago. Let me see. Okay. No. It wants me to. No. Close this out. It's trying to restart my computer and do all kind of things right now, and it's not supposed to do that. I didn't pull for that to be done, but that's what's trying to send it as a computer hacker. Oh, boy. I tell you, family, I might just have to restart my computer. Hold on a second, okay, because this is not letting me open anything. I'm going to have to restart my computer. Give me a second. I tell you. I'm going to restart my computer because I think I just got a virus attack just now. But, I know everybody, those words like supposedly the father of Yahushua and all these things, they throw those words in there, they flip the scriptures. And if you read just with the eyes and what you have learned in religion, then, yeah, that's the way it seems. Well, there's no other way. But if you're really understanding through the Spirit and what those verses, by correctly giving the proper precepts and understandings are, you'll get it. Joseph was definitely the father of Yahushua. Regardless of the lies that you have learned in the world. After all, hey, we learned that we were Gentiles. We learned by Christianity that the Caucasians were the chosen people. We learned through history that and religion that the Jewish people, if not Christianity, and Christianity, we were slaves. It was taught to us by Edom, who would be in rule in this end. So, you know, the lies have been placed there. It's not that far-fetched, and I'm going to go into the reason why it was put, you know, for our deception. All this has a big part to play, family. It has a lot to play with the leaven that's being thrown into our understanding of Scripture, because with the flesh eyes, all these things seem true. But when you're reading with understanding, properly breaking down the Scripture, using the proper precepts, letting the Father guide you, you could cut through. It's a two-edged sword. It'll either give credence to the truth or it's going to cut the lie apart. And that's what we want to get to. Sister, you were saying something?
Yes, I was asking, not just what I learned in religion, but specifically what it was saying in the Word about Joseph being surprised. Was that whole thing added in? You know, where the angel
came? Okay,
where
was he Oh, talk about when the angel went, when he was having a dream and the angel spoke to him and told him, yes, go ahead, marry Mary. Is that what you're talking about?
Yes, yes. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. We're going to cover that, sister. Right now, I am trying to work through a hack. I can't even pull up scripture right now, but we will definitely this Saturday, okay, this Saturday at 10 p.m., come out to the lesson, and we're going to hit that up, and I'm going to give all the understanding that you're searching for, okay?
Okay.
That's the best thing I can offer you because, really, I don't have a computer right now, and I know my time's running out, and I still have other callers on the line, so I can't give anybody any more scripture right now with the proper precepts. And when I give it to you, I want to make sure that you are sound with understanding what they are speaking of. But what I can tell you is until Saturday, you need to first read Luke, then read Matthew. Understanding during the book of Luke, the angel was given her prophecy of something that was going to come. In the book of Matthew's, she was pregnant. Those books are flipped around. But if you're reading about, she says, but I know not a man, and you're not getting the understanding that this was all prophecy to happen. But she was pregnant in the book of Luke, and Joseph, yes, he was the parent of Yahushua. I mean, for us to say any other thing, you're saying that those lineages don't mean anything in the scripture, and that when it says he sprang out of the tribe of Judah, that lineage means nothing, as well as the Most High was wrong when he said that the covenant, the promises, and everything was through the seed of David, the loins of Jesse, and so forth. That's not true. It can't be that he was a person. It can't be through a seed. It can't be through a man and a woman making love. He couldn't have been in the flesh. But we're reading, even in Christianity, where they'll say he was crucified on the cross. The shedding of his blood was the remission for sin for Israel. You know, it's like you're taking one part, but you're not taking the other. I should have my switchboard pulled up in a second, family. So I want to go through this because I know that, like I said, this debate is out because of the way it was put into the book. But we must look at truth from lies. We have to look at the truth from lies. I tell everybody, just like when I showed you, it said that his sons, well, thy sons, that is speaking of both male and female, which would fall in the line of both Mary and Joseph. See, it's little things like that. If you're not going to look at those things and understand that prophecy was fulfilled 100% through Mary and through Joseph, because he is King of Kings, and it says that he will be the high priest, and that was Mary's lineage. Okay, I'm still trying to pull up my switchboard, family. Give me a second. Oh, my goodness. Y'all really don't know. Today has been such a rough day for me trying to get into this program. I mean, I know why. Somebody's on the line with me, and they're knocking me out left and right. So let me try to pull it up one more time because I want to open more switch. Oh, let me see. They got me logged in at least. Okay, let me see if I can pull it up. Give me a second. I'm trying to hurry up because I know there's more questions, and I did want to say a couple more things. And let's see. I'm waiting for all the pop-ups to go through. I get about a million. That's why I don't like to let me close some of these pop-ups down so I can get to my screen. Even though we get all these pop-ups, family, the truth is still going to come out. So all I have to say is, you know, we are to have patience. We are to continue for each other in prayer. And we are to seek the Father and seek his truth and his word, regardless of what we have been taught while we were letting the blind lead us. Okay? Now the dry bones are waking up, and, hey, it's a beautiful thing. Okay, more pop-ups. Give me a second. Here we go. I got the studio. Okay. Let me go ahead. I don't know. Let me see. My switchboard has really changed a lot. So I'm going to go to the next caller here. This is a Skype caller. I'm going to open up a mic. Error code 111, shalom.
Shalom.
Shalom. Hi, who am I speaking to?
Sister Georgia, I've been waiting here for hours. This is Brother Robert in London.
Hey, Brother Robert, how are you doing?
I'm fine. I'm fine.
You wanted to add
How
anything?
Because
I know you, I'm doing
real
good.
Yeah, lots of things, you know.
I'm doing real good.
Lots of things, lots. I want to run quickly back to, well, you've made the point that it is very clear, and people can note these scriptures down, that Yahushua did come in the flesh, according to Hebrews chapter 2, beginning at verse 12, until verse 18. It says very clearly that, saying, I will declare my name unto my brethren, in the midst of the congregation will I sing praises unto thee. And again I will put my trust in him. And again, behold, I and the children which thou hast given me. For as much as the children are partakers of flesh and blood, he also partook likewise. Yeah? So Yahushua came in the flesh.
That's right. Thank you, brother.
And then,
and in order to come in the
have,
flesh, how would you get a vessel body? Well, a man and a woman had to make.
In John, 1 John chapter 4, verse 1 to 3 also reminds us that if we believe that Yahushua has not come in the flesh, that is the spirit of Antichrist, isn't it? Hereby, verse 2 says, 1 John 4, 2, hereby know we the spirit of Yah. Every spirit that confesses that Yahushua has come in the flesh is of Yah, and every spirit that does the opposite is not of Yah. Then,
that's right.
Mary was of the tribe, and this is a crucial point, because you do understand that Mary lineage go back not to Solomon, but to the other brothers, because Mary was of the lineage, she was of the tribe of Levi, you see?
Right.
She was of the tribe of Levi. That's where the priestly line comes in. And
that's right.
Verse, Luke chapter 1, verse 36 says, and behold, thy cousin Elizabeth. Now, Elizabeth was the cousin of Mary, right? And Mary and Elizabeth's husband was Zachariah the priest. And both Zachariah and Elizabeth were of the house of Aaron, which is the priestly tribe. You see? And that is why Mary met with Elizabeth, they began to prophesy to each other because they were both prophetess. See?
That's right.
Now,
that's right.
When you come down to ordinary John chapter 1, verse 45, Philip findeth Nathanael and said unto him, we have found him of whom Moses in the law and the prophets did write, Yahushua of Nazareth, the son of Joseph. There was no doubt in these people's mind who the father was. But when these Gentiles got this book, they tried to spin this thing around, and that's where the problem comes. And that takes us now to Isaiah chapter 7. Isaiah chapter 7, the story about Isaiah is that this son, Isaiah's first son, and let me read it. It says, Isaiah 7 verse 3 says, then said Yah unto Isaiah, go forth and meet Ahaz, the son of, and he called the name of Isaiah, thou and thy son, Isaiah's fourth son, all right? And he reads out that long name. Now, then we pick up verse 14 of Isaiah chapter 7, and this is where the nations picked up that verse and dropped it in Matthew chapter 1, verse 23. Therefore, Yah himself shall give thee a sign. This is because Ahaz, who was the king, because you have to read the whole story, Ahaz the king, did not want to bother Yah to ask for a sign. Yah said, I will now give you a sign. Behold, a maiden, or as we go in the Hebrew, it would have been an Alma. Not, that is the word for it, not a Betula, which is a different word. This was a different one. This was a young woman of marriageable age, and this particular young woman in this conversation was already married. This was Isaiah's wife, right?
Well, right.
Isaiah chapter 8, the story continues, which now brings in Isaiah's second son. And I read verse 1. Moreover, Yah said unto me, take thee a roll and write in it with a man's pen concerning Maher Shahal Hasbaz, which is Isaiah's now second son he's going to talk about. And I took unto me faithful witnesses to record Uriah the priest and Zachariah the son of Zebekiah, right? And I went in unto the prophetess, and she conceived and bore a son. Then said Yah unto me, call his name Meher Shahal Hasbaz. So this story is about Isaiah's son, This is his second son with this prophetess, right? Now, this is
right.
where the confusion comes, where these people start talking about this virgin birth. There was no virgin birth. Everybody knew that Mary was married to Joseph, and she conceived a child as a result of being impregnated by Joseph. And these Gentiles pick this story up, spin it, and it's causing this confusion even up to today. But if we are the true children of Israel, we will know and understand this story. This is our history.
Hallelujah.
And so
that's right.
This story, this is how this story went. So the verse in reading in Matthew chapter 1, verse 23, behold, a virgin shall conceive. It was lifted from Isaiah 7:14 and put there, like many other verses. We did not need,
that's right.
we do not need a virgin birth to confirm who Yahushua was. Yahushua
right.
came in the flesh, and
that's
he
right.
chose, he made that choice to follow
mm-hmm.
and obey the will of Yah. And that's the power of this gospel, that every one of us can make that choice now to follow Yah, because we have the same spirit. Because the scriptures clearly say, if the spirit that raised up Yahushua from the dead dwell in you, he that raised up Yahushua from the dead shall also quicken your mortal body. Yahushua came in the flesh, yes, which is a mortal body. But then because of his choice, he, at his resurrection, he took on that glorified body. And today, though we don't have a glorified body, we, like him, we can live according to the law of Yah.
That's right.
We actually have him dwelling within us, which is our
yes.
glorified body, because he says to take off the old man and put on the new man. The new man is our spiritual body that's within us. So
yes.
he's with us,
yes.
in us, and we do have it. And, brother, you know, that's excellent what you read. That was part of my lesson for the Shabbat. But, hey, we'll go through it again in case, you know, some people missed what you were saying. But that's excellent. Because for a sign and a wonder, yes, Yahushua was prophesied to come as well. We know that the and we'll break it down. For Isaiah, what he was talking about was Isaiah's wife, the prophetess. They already had a son. But she was described in the same terms as Mary. And what the purpose of... this was going to be a sign and wonder for Israel. That's why, well, I don't want to get into it too deep right now because I want to have the scriptures open so I can read them. But, yes, you are right on point. And those who have the Spirit of the Most High will hear the truth. Those who don't, well, I would say that you need to work on it by taking it up with our Father. But we will go into this deeper, excellent points brought out. Brother, anything else you want to state?
No, just to cement the point a little more. And like you said, This is where the prophecy is. The prophecy was not in the virgin birth. The prophecy is in the sign
mm-hmm.
that this
mm-hmm.
is what the Father is going to do. He is going to bring a child, and this child is going to live before him and to show the children of Israel how they should come back to the Father. Yeah. And so, Sister Georgia, I've completed a book. It should be available on Amazon. It's called Scattered But Not Lost. And that I'm going to try and get it up there before the end of the year. And it's lots of information inside helping us to understand what the Gentiles did with our book when they got it, and the fact that we are those people and we will understand this word. And, you know, the only little pain is that we are going to be fragmented. We're going to have differences between us until we all come into the fullness of the knowledge of the truth. Because one person over here, whether it be Israelite heritage, is going to get a part of it. Another group is going to get another part of it. And I spoke with one of the leaders of Israelite heritage when they were in the UK here, and I tried to raise the seed of Satan, this Cain business. And that's, incidentally, the second book I'm writing, Cain, Esau, Constantine. It's one seed line coming right through there. There's no mix-up with it. They're trying to mix it into the Hebrew seed, but it's not like that. It's Cain, Esau, Constantine. That's what we have running this moment as the church, you see? And those are the things that we need to get clearly out there. But we are on the road, and we'll have a little bit of stumbling, but we'll get there. Hallelujah.
Okay, well, I'm going to bring some stuff forward about that Cain lineage you were talking about being with Esau. We're going to get into that a little bit too. But if you want to, I tell you what, brother, if you want to send me the book, speaking about what they've done to our history book, if you want to, you said you have one marketing soon. If you want to send me a copy, I'm going to read it, and maybe we'll get together and go over it a little bit, okay, if you would like to do that.
Yeah.
But we'll talk about that, okay? We'll talk about that.
Okay.
Anything else you want to say, brother?
All right. No, no, good. Shalom, shalom. Good. I enjoyed the show. I was from the beginning to the end. It's now about 5:37. So I have not been sleeping since 3 o'clock.
Well, make sure you join us Saturday because we're not done yet. But we're going to hit that plus a couple more other things that I want to hit. But I thank you for calling in, Brother Robert. Feel free to call back in Saturday. And like I said, if you want me to, I'll take a look. Just send me a copy, and I'll, you know, email me, and I'll give you the information. Send me a copy. I'll look at it, and then we could possibly, you know, go over it a little bit on line.
Yeah. Okay.
All right. Well, thank you.
I will.
All right. Shalom.
Shalom. Shalom.
Okay. Let's see what's going on with my screen here. Give me a second, family. And like my computer must have froze again. Okay, here it goes. It's acting right again. Sister, did you want to say anything? Why, you know, I don't know. You've been sitting quiet. Did you want to say anything before I jump to something else I want to state?
No, I'm just observing, but I hope line 541 is still on the phone to get that clarity from Brother Robert because he...
Yeah, 541 is still there.
Yeah, so hopefully that answers her question and stuff because this book has been tampered with. So, you know.
That's obvious. If you're really reading, it's obvious. That's an easy one.
Mm-hmm.
I want to go someplace real quick, you guys. I just want to, you know, when you start to read the book of Luke chapter 1, okay, now keep in mind, I'm not going to go through all the breakdown today, but I do want to point this out. Now, the angel Gabriel is speaking prophecy to Mary, who at this point in Luke 1 was not pregnant at this time. He was speaking future prophecy. But what's important, when we read the book of Luke, it tells us, I'm going to read verse 1, a little bit of just opening. It says, "For as much as many have taken in hand," and my computer is real, real acting up. Let me see if I can make my screen bigger. 1 second, because I want you guys to get this. Let me go a little bit bigger on this. Okay, that's a little better. "For as much as many have taken in hand to set forth in order a declaration of those things which are most surely believed among us." And remember, when you get to those churches in Revelation, there are the assemblies. Some had part of it right. Some didn't have any of it right. Okay? The father had a problem with the different factions of Hebrews out there, the congregation, the people. So Paul says, "For as many have taken in hand to set forth in order a declaration of those things which are most surely believed among us, even as they delivered them unto us, which from the beginning were eyewitnesses and ministers of the word. It seemed good to me also, having the perfect understanding of all things that were from the very first, to write unto thee in order, most excellent Theophilus." Now, this is in Luke, and you know, as you keep reading, you're going to hear about the birth of John the Baptist. You're going to hear about Yahushua's birth. And then when you go over to, and I don't know if I got this one up, let me see. You need to be paying attention because something is not right. They keep showing you how even Paul, he was rebuking because many had heard a messed up word. It wasn't the truth of the scriptures. They had heard something that was perverted. Okay? They were taught by the flesh. They were not taught by the spirit. And when you really start reading and understanding, that's one of the reasons why you need to come spiritual. It's because many are taught by the flesh. And religion offers, and I think that's why the one young lady had problems, is because she was telling me, and I knew those verses would come up, that's why I want to make sure I break this down, but when you read it with the flesh eyes and you read it out of context and you don't understand that those books were put together by the enemy and the reason, and we haven't gotten to the reason yet, I talked about it when I did the Queen of Heaven last year, but the reason why that was put that way, you'll see the love and how if you can believe this lie and this lie, the whole purpose. When they bought us Christianity and bought us our Hebrew manuscripts translated into English, now termed the Bible by the Gentiles, was to keep the lost sheep of the house of Israel and those who were supposed to wake up, try to keep us asleep. And, you know, I look at it like a chessboard because the Father has told us in the book of Judges, "I'm leaving them nations right there to prove you," because he wanted to see if we would finally start hearkening to him as our forefathers did, or to them. And they're going to tell you a bunch of different things. They make it so impossible for the children of Israel to wake up. But if you're seeking the Father and asking him for understanding, regardless of what they put in the English, that shouldn't be a stumbling block to you anymore. See, everything is through the Spirit. We understand through the Spirit. Through the flesh, there's stumbling blocks. Through the Spirit, we get the full understanding from our Father. We're led by the Spirit to the truth. You see, we got to get into that, because a lot of what I say makes no sense to you if you're still operating at the flesh. And that's why I brought the two different groups up. Because, yes, I looked at other videos that were produced by these brothers, and they have some good ones on there. But they got some, it seems like they keep putting that division. They don't know those words. It's not just talking about a man. And you can't get to telling prophecy or really truly breaking down the scripture in its fullness if you got this one stumbling block of leaven, of division, of not understanding that the word brethren, the word seed, the word virgin, all these words, the word woman, the daughter of Zion, that's not talking about what you think. Look it up. Understand just by reading. Just by reading. See, we have to operate out the Spirit. That's why we take time to read the scriptures. And we will break down Luke and then go and give the understanding when she was pregnant in the book of Matthews. Just by reading, we'll go to the Old Covenant to tie it in, the prophecies that this is why this happened. And the brother Robert brought in one that I was going to bring up that was in the book of Isaiah. Okay, that was Isaiah's wife, the prophetess. And, yes, he had two sons. But if you read what was going on there and then you tie it back in with the New Covenant, that's showing your prophecy being fulfilled. And we're going to go through all this. One thing I will tell you this. Let's see, we have, my switchboard is really messed up. I can't even tell what time it is. But I believe we have I would say we have about less than 30 minutes left. Just know this. When you go to understand the virgin birth, this deception is like an octopus with tentacles. It goes into why many of our people, especially those who sit in a religion, believe that we're all one. This is why they can't distinguish the two creations nor the serpent seed. This is why when we try to break down the engrafting in, it's talking about our people, not all the other nations. Because, see, if you could take Yahushua from his people and say that it was the Father from heaven, it was Mary, Judah, no, because that was the lineage of Judah was the lineage of Joseph. But there's no connection to Joseph. So what they're really telling you is, and you're supposed to believe the lie, although you could read it, that Yahushua didn't spring from Judah. He didn't spring from the kingly lineage, all the way from David to Solomon. He didn't spring from that. You're supposed to believe the lie that, no, it was just Mary and the priest lineage. You're supposed to believe the Father can't do what he said he going to do. He said, whatever for man is not impossible for the Most High. And he told us that his understanding, our understanding, better said, is not like unto his understanding. He far supersedes the thought of us. But when you read in the flesh, you can't get none of what he's saying because you're so busy concentrating on words and, well, this book says supposedly, well, shoot, who wrote that in? Just reading it, you know that the enemy wrote certain things in certain ways in English so that you would be thrown off and thinking that Yahushua came for everybody because, you see, he didn't come from the lineage of Joseph, although the scripture said he sprang out of Judah, and that lineage was through Joseph, Joseph. And the prophecy, yes, it could include both Joseph and Mary. Because some people believe that, and I'm going to just say it, some people believe that it's just the man for everything. And certain teachers out there, and I don't even know if I want to call them teachers, but certain out there are teaching that men are going to be sitting in some kingdom on thrones, sipping on some wine, and that you know, they're going to have all the different women of all the other nations, all the Gentiles come in to be their concubine. Is that enough? They've caused dissension among our people by saying that the woman has no spirit. It's only the man. The 144, no, it's speaking just of men. Well, you know, when you read by the flesh, you don't understand the order of authority. You don't understand what took place, what was common knowledge as far as the way a marriage went, because it's not like what you see today. If you're not flipping open your book about our history, which the Gentiles have termed the Bible, and if you're only reading with the flesh eyes and not seeking our Father to give you that understanding, you will be in error. There is nothing wrong when the brother pronounced that many would be blaspheming the set-apart spirit and there's no room for salvation and so forth. That scared people. But in all, actually, what this brother did was he came out from a group that if you go to their website, and I'm talking about Israelite Heritage, if you go to their website, they have many flaws they're teaching over there. They teach that Esau is not white. They teach that a man can have many wives. They teach that the women, that their job is just to honor and produce a nation by these men. They teach a lot of things of the flesh. You know, so he coming out of something that, you know, and I don't know, he might have been in the camp himself, I don't know. But when you go to the tribe of Judah, they're teaching a division with the women and the men. He cannot read and see that it's talking about the people. So he will lean more on a division type thing with the man and the woman. You know, like I said, I don't know where these people are coming from, but I can tell you this much, the word is no separation. And the word is 100% true. It's just if you understand what you're reading. So when we go through for this Shabbat lesson Saturday, we're going to break down Luke and we will break down Matthew concerning Joseph being the father. And Mary, yes, she was a virgin, just a woman of marriageable age, but her and Joseph just produced a vessel. Who gives the increase? Who plants the seed for the Hebrews? Well, that's the Most High. Most High is the one planting the seed. If you're not planted by the Most High, it tells us that your father's the devil, which means you got a different spirit. I know sometimes it's confusing, especially when you're coming out of religion, and I speak on a level that if you've been with us for a while, you understand completely and easily because you've read the scriptures with me. It's not like I'm speaking a foreign language, like you usually say it. Why can't you understand my speech? If I read the scripture and you understand that Yahushua came out of Judah, why don't you understand that that was Joseph's lineage? Okay, anybody else have any other comments, questions? You're going to have to take your hand off and put your hand back up again because I really can't tell who, because there's a lot of hands up, but I think I went through the list. So if you want to say anything, you have to re-put up your hand, okay, and it'll show me, it'll give me a new countdown. Okay, we got one up. Well, where'd they go? I'm trying to look at the switchboard. Somebody did the click thing for me, but I tell you what, my computer screen just jumped. Take your hand down again, put it back up. I'll be looking this time because I saw the whole thing move, but I don't know who it was. Okay, let me see who gets on there now. Okay, put your hand back up if you want to say something. I'll bring you on. All right, I got you. It's Brother Robert. Let me get it up. Shalom,
yeah.
Erica 111. Hi,
yeah,
brother.
Shalom again. Yeah,
hello.
I'm sitting and listening, and you know, it's wonderful that the fact that we are waking up. I'm excited about all the differences because it shows that Yah is has not put his spirit just in a few people, and those who would think that they've got everything right, you know, for example, the brothers that will teach who Esau is and who Esau is not, and so on. They need to be more open and be more reflective and allow the Spirit of Yah to lead them and don't create another religion because religion has nothing to do with us. It is religion of 2,000 years that has kept us in this bondage. It is now that we are able to break out from this box and begin to look at our Father's Word more objectively and to understand that the nations did make an attempt, and they will continue as we try to wake ourselves up, as they are trying to wake us up, they will continue to try to put us back to sleep. And those groups who would want to follow on in a religious sense, in the sense that, well, it's like another religion called a Hebrew religion. You know, I always try to emphasize the fact that we are not a religion. This is our way of life. And if you go down even in Africa, where some of our people still live, concerning this business of marriage, which is where the problem is between Mary and Joseph, you don't need a ceremony for the marriage. The marriage starts when the man meets the woman and decides that this is the woman that he wants and gives the dowry, as the Asians will call it, or in a particular African country, Botswana, they will call it lobola. He pays the bride price. And from the time he passes that money or gift or whatever it is to the parents, that woman is his wife, and he can sleep with her. And he normally does that right away. You see? He don't wait for that. Even if he has to go back a distance to do whatever he has to do, he sleeps with his wife. You can see the demonstration with, is it Isaac? Is it Jacob, I think it was, when he worked for so many years and got the first wife that is not the one he wanted. He slept with that wife, and then after a week he was given the other one, he slept with that one as well. That is how it was. So that ceremony, as we know in the West, that has to precede a man that has engaged a woman for 5 years and then gets to marry her, even in that engagement period, those people are sleeping with each other. You see? That is not our culture. Our culture was that you meet this woman, you say to your parents, this is the one, and then you people go and make your arrangements, you pay what you have to pay, and then you take your wife, right? That is your wife. You do a ceremony after. And that is what people need to understand now before they try and put Joseph and Mary's story in the wrong context. Joseph was Mary's husband, and that is the only reason why he had to decide on putting her away, because he had already married her, because he already slept with her, you know? And this is what we need to
understand. Right, and there was no token of virginity for them to show. So, yes, you're right about that, brother. Like I said, I'm going to break this down again. You're going over a lot of the stuff I'm going to go over for Saturday. But you're right. I know what you're saying, and I'm going to say it a little bit clearer with the understanding by reading the scripture so everybody can get this, because a lot of people are not aware of the token of virginity. A lot of people are not aware of the Hebrew marriage, the customs that our people had. And then they don't understand why he wanted to put her away privately. They think that he was debating, oh, she's a whore. No, it was nothing of being a whore, but our people had customs. So he was trying to do something. It was like to keep her honor, because they already had the understanding with a lot of this, just our people. You know, looking out, we were with Mary when the angel was speaking to Mary, but we're getting an account of what happened. It was on this wise. You know, when we go through the scriptures and we read, it's just that when they take the books out of order and they put certain things in the English, it appears that what they're saying is, you know, he married her, but, you know, she was impregnated by a set of parts or angel or something like that. You know, it sounds funny.
Yeah, you see, sister, you see, what happened there, this is the nation's attempt to bring us under the same situation that they found themselves into, because we know how some of the nations came, is that they're the product of fallen angels, right? And they know they try to make Yahushua a product of an angel now, you see? And
Genesis 6 creation.
Angel,
yeah.
Yes, Genesis 6. The same angel that appeared to Mary also appeared to Elizabeth, but yet he did not sleep with Elizabeth. Yes?
No, it doesn't say
Zachariah
he did. It
was
says
the
he was
father.
Given her prophecy.
Yes, he gave Elizabeth a prophecy, and he gave also Mary a prophecy. The angel had no sexual relationship with those people. Because if
That's
an angel
it.
Does that, you have what is called
what?
A hybrid, and Yahushua was not
what?
A hybrid.
He what
sure
it is,
wasn't.
Is the way they word that, they said something about he came unto her. And people want to think, because we know they use the word came and come in English to mean something else.
Yes.
You know, they run with it. But don't look at those English words, because those words were said many other places, and it wasn't speaking like you believe. And we're going to break those things down, like I said, for the Shabbat. I don't want to get into that today because we ain't got enough time. But those are important facts to consider. And I did post, like I said, I did post the virgin birth deception, or debate, rather. It's the virgin birth debate. Go Google it up. It's from the tribe of Judah.
I listened to it.
Now, like I said, huh?
I've listened to it. The one from the other host that they got it by over here. It's called GCOC or something like that.
Yeah, well, GLCC, that's the Gatherer of Christ. That's a different one. But the tribe of Judah, his was more a point. He just went, like I said, he put a division. Go ahead, brother.
Yeah, they see they're trying to this halo around this whole story. Yahushua was the son of Joseph and Mary. Yeah, but Yahushua chose. He made a choice to follow the commandments of Yah. Yah made him to make that choice like that. Yah chose him for the express purpose of revealing himself to the children of Israel, right? And because Yahushua was in the flesh like us now, we have this glorious opportunity in this flesh to live and please Yah according to his commandments. See, if Yahushua was a hybrid, then what purpose was it? Because if he was, you know, superior to us in the sense that, well, he had extra powers to keep the commandments, then we don't have any strength. He can't be compared with us because we are not on that same level. But he was found in fashion like a man, and he humbled himself to keep the commandments of Yah. And Yah highly exalted him and has given him a name that is above every name. That as his name, every knee shall bow. And this is what we have to deal with today. We can keep the commandments because Yahushua did. You see?
That's right.
And he's our example, and he's our strength.
That's right.
Yeah,
perfect. You know, and it really doesn't get any easier than that. Past the English language and the putting of books out of order and the teachings we have received, and, of course, the movies, you know, those things can get cause error. So the Father tells us to study to show yourself approved. We can't go over that any more than what the Father says. Study to show yourself approved, rightly dividing the word, using precepts to get the understanding of things, to get the correct order of things. We can't stress it anymore. And you have to operate out the Spirit. If you're thinking everything in our English book that we call the Bible is everything is what it is. No, a lot of times the Father did use metaphors. A lot of times the Father did use words that are spiritual, but we, through the flesh, think of them as the word seed, a man's sperm. More emphasis to me is put on, I got another attack here. More emphasis is put on us to learn the lie instead of learning the truth. And it comes down to, do you really want the truth? If you want the truth, seek the Father. In order to seek the Father, you got to be sent from above, okay? And, you know, when Yahushua was speaking to the scribes and Pharisees, even to, what's his name? I think it was Nicodemus. He was explaining that. And he had to ask Nicodemus, are you not one of the rulers or one of the teachers? I forgot the exact term, but aren't you not one of them in Israel? Don't you know the truth? Why don't you know this? Because you have to be sent from above. That's what Yahushua was talking about when he said born again. And, like, I know, like, I'm not certain. I don't know who the female was who spoke earlier, but I don't think she's from Israel. But she just wants to know a fact that was truth. So she will have to join us Saturday so she can get the understanding of what possibly, I believe, her ancestors put within the book. And I don't know. I'm trying not to hurt nobody, but it's the truth. Our stuff was handled by the enemy and put in the English language that deceives people. And the books are not all in order. As we've been reading the books, I've been showing you that why do they space out Samuel, Kings, Chronicles, and Isaiah and Jeremiah? Why do they space those books out so far from each other? Because really all that took place in the same time. Same thing as the book of Ruth. That should have been closer to the book of Judges. I mean, there's a lot of things. The book of Job talks about things from the very beginning. when we look at all these things, and then people don't understand, why is it so hard to understand? We're not saying the word is wrong, but your understanding of it, because they've put these books in certain places intentionally, I will add, so that you can't get to the truth. But you understand once you wake up to being a Hebrew, certain things were done so you wouldn't know the truth. Until the Father's spirit pours out. Yeah, you're not going to get the truth. And if you're not operating out his poured out spirit, you're going to be stuck. Don't you want to be free indeed with the truth? Don't you want to have your spiritual bodies ready? Because a lot of people got their flesh bodies ready. They're doing good by them flesh bodies. But we got to understand who's the God of this world right now that operates through the flesh. Because our Father operates in the spirit. And really,
you
family,
see,
that's
you
all
see,
I got to say.
The book of, the book of Luke, yeah? Are you hearing me?
What chapter? What chapter?
The very first chapter that you were reading, those first opening verses, tells you who Luke was. You see?
Yeah.
They put the name Luke on this book. And what Luke did, if you listen to what he said, everybody was writing, so I decided to write too. You see? It's not that he was an eyewitness. He was not there. He was not an apostle. He was a Gentile. And Luke copied from the set of writings that were available, like everybody else was doing. And they ignore all the other books. There was the Gospel of Peter. There was the Gospel of Thomas. All of these books they left out. And they selected the one that they think that will perpetuate what they want to happen, so that a religion called Christianity could survive for 2,000 years and the children of Israel could stay in bondage for 2,000 years like this, right? And they have put this in place, and we have bought into it since slavery. We have bought into it. I mean, in the land of the Queen here, and when they were abolishing slavery, the question was asked, you know these people, how are you going to continue to control all these people? And the two options were available. She said, this book that we have doctored, yeah, and the sword in the next hand. So one hand was with the book, and the other hand was the sword. Those of our ancestors who refused to accept this version of the book, they were killed with the sword. And we, the descendants who accepted that version, or the others who accepted the version of the book, they were able to continue the descendant line up to this day, but with the element of this spiral of deception, you see? And so we are now, after 400 years of the King James Version, which is just 2011 Gandhi, represents 400 years. And every 400 years in the life of the children of Israel, something dramatic happens. That 400 years passed in 2011. And now this book is breaking up to the point where they are amazed at the fact that we are able to extract ourselves and to know where they were lying in the book. And Joseph Mary said something like, how is it since I know not a man? That was not there. They inserted that to create the deception, you see? And this is the thing that we are able to extract from there and tie it up with the Old Testament nicely. I thought I should say that.
There's nothing new under the sun. It was the same thing being repackaged. But like I tell everybody, we weren't here 100, 200, 300, 1,000 years ago. But the word was preserved for our understanding. We have the understanding there's nothing new. You ain't seeing nothing new today that didn't take place already. So, brother, that's an excellent example. When people come to realizing that, is it possible? Yeah, it's possible that they would deceive you. Yes, it is possible that you have learned an error. Yes, it's possible that when they put those masculine words, sometimes feminine words, to describe the same doggone people, you start separating. When Yahushua said, can Satan get rid of Satan? Or I forgot how he put it, but he said a house divided cannot stand. They use that principle with division. I think it was Sister Jennifer gave me this one, too. I know I looked it up myself, but I got to tell you, I might misquote myself, but I'll say it. When you go look up the word Gentile, I think it's in the Greek. It'll tell you a division. And then when you go look it up in, I don't know if it's the Latin or whatever, it means, the word Gentile means devil.
Wow.
And you see, when you're not operating out the spirit, that the Most High gave you. And if you have gone in the way of Cain, and if you are under one of the scribes and the Pharisees who teach the flesh, which caused you to err, which has been causing our people to err since day one, okay, because John 8 brings it back to Cain. So this lineage has been right alongside with our people, okay? And our people have hearkened to the lie instead of obeying the Father. God is into a lot of trouble. Look at us now. We're all scattered. If it weren't so, we would not be scattered. If it were not so that we didn't have faith upon what Yahushua was saying, but we were listening to scribes and Pharisees, many of us, that we would, at the time Yahushua came, we would be with our Father right now. But instead, ruling with our Father in Yahushua. But instead, look at where we're at. We're scattered. And right now, the scribes and Pharisees, that generation of vipers, the ones who killed the prophets, the one whose father was the devil, according to John 8, still here today with the flesh word, teaching inaccuracy, and they will also, although they give you some truth, they still put leaven here, here, and here. It's like if I want to convince you of something, depending on what lesson I teach, yeah, I could go through that scripture and just make up anything I want to here and there. If you're not reading your own book when I read, you won't catch it because I know what they're doing. And like I said, Brother Ben Aaron Yisrael told you that. He told you. He said, you just read a little bit more. So you see, if you want to be deceived, that's on you because our Father told us to study to show ourselves approved. And he let us know that certain people would be raised to plant the seed, which means we're going to read the word. Okay, but he's going to give the increase. So if you're hearing from, well, this person says that and that person says that, take it up to the Father and you don't understand, take it to the Father. It's no clearer message. But I can tell you this much, Joseph was the father of Yahushua. He was. And the Father worked with me so greatly on that one. Like I said, I spent all day, I've been spending the last few days going over this stuff. I've been knowing about certain things. I did the lesson last year. But it seems like every time the pattern